on that highlight though.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Tuesday Drew and Mike show. And our special guest in about 45 minutes will be Steve Neveling from the Motor City Muckraker. We have more Fouts audio.
Oh, my God.
It's really...
It's a pound shell.
Don't you think Steve just has, like, a ton of it and he's just slowly releasing it? Or do you think he releases it when he gets it?
I want to ask him about his strategy because he can't be just finding these things. It's like kind of like Throwback Thursday, isn't it, with Steve Neveling?
Yeah. Fouts Friday. You should do it on Friday.
That's funny. Fouts Friday. Maybe be sure to pass that along to him.
Thank you, Steve.
I think that's a great idea. There's the president, who, of course, is hosting Clemson tonight for some French fries and McDonald's.
Wendy's,
Burger
and
Kings.
Burger Kings.
No, I would go to the White House for McDonald's and Wendy's.
Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather.
I love that. I would think that's their favorite food.
Their favorite food.
Like it's a birthday party for a five-year-old.
I know, well, they're athletes.
I have to say, this president is doing things that no other president has ever done, including that, mm-hmm. and including calling someone bozo.
Right.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get to that sooner. You would have thought that would have been the first insult.
I know. It just, you know, I'm not really used to the president calling people names and predicting it, but you're right.
Oh, no, I'm so used to it that I'm like, why didn't he call him bozo before?
Well, you know, I like nicknaming people, too, but it's not just enemies. I like nicknames for anybody. It's like Bonnie Lee Bakley is Bakes. I think from playing baseball, you know, how anyone named Smith is Smitty immediately.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know, it seems like it's sort of a...
Trump had another one, too, isn't it? Crying Chuck. Has he used that for Schumer before?
I was crying Chuck Todd. No, Sleepy Chuck. Chuck Todd, you're right. You're right.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch.
Crying Chuck?
Did he say crying Chuck?
He did. I also happen to call him a lightweight.
It didn't stick, apparently. At least it didn't stick with me. There's a lot going on. You know, it's weird. Every time I think there's nothing going on, it seems like all of these things just blow up at the last minute.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And Steve Neveling with some new Fouts. I guess, should we play the audio now or should we wait till Steve?
We can play it now. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not play it twice?
Oh, get ready to throw up.
Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren, who has said many things about blacks and women and...
Chimpanzees.
He seems
no,
to...
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape. You can do it by Adobe Celeflare.
Adobe Celeflare.
Never gets old.
He just says that, you know, this is just the usual Adobe Celeflare.
Again.
He just says it's manufactured comments by, I don't, how does that fly? Doesn't it seem like he should at least have to say, okay, I said it. I'm still mayor. What are you going to do about it? Instead of just saying it's not him. If you're running a good economy, it seems you can say anything.
I think somebody on their computer, you know, like Steve Hawk had his voice synthesizer. Yeah. Someone has a voice synthesizer that does just Fouts.
Yeah, just to take down the mayor of Warren.
Yeah, created the
Why
whole
would
thing.
Be the tester?
Well, let's hear what Mayor Fouts. Maybe it's something nice this time.
Hmm.
He's talking about
sex. Well, they're asking them any kind of sex you want to do. They have live stage shows. They have a low crime rate. So, you know, so much for that thing. And they have women sitting in, like, these storefront windows. And, you know, there's one live woman sitting there. You tap on it. They took credit cards back then and whatever. And, you know, that's it. I mean, you could get a 16-year-old girl if you wanted one. And Amsterdam had a red light. I'm sorry. Copenhagen had a red light district. And I think every place in Europe did.
Are those windshield wipers?
No, that was not me on the tape.
Oh, it's someone breathing hard.
Oh.
No, I don't
it did
know
sound
what
like
it was.
Breathing, didn't it?
Well,
I mean, And this one, he just sounds like a cranky old guy that found out that there's legal prostitution in Europe.
I hope.
But where in Europe is there legal underage prostitution?
I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to do, but I told you, Trudy, before the show, I went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I went to the Red Light District. They have sex shows. And...
You know what I noticed about your trip there?
What?
You never boasted about seeing 16-year-old girls that you could buy with a credit card.
I didn't, but I did. I told people.
We're buying prostitutes. You were buying prostitutes.
It was interesting. You walk down this alley in the Red Light District, and there are women dancing in front of windows, and it looks like it'd be a fairly, I mean, compared to the skanky places most prostitutes probably operate, it looks like it might be okay. I didn't partake, but a lot of people were. There were people waiting outside the door for their turn, which completely grossed me out.
One big question, though, when you went to Amsterdam.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with
Drew
Rob
to America?
Well, that was one sticky song.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
He really thought he hit something with that song. He's really proud of that.
He did hit something.
No, right. That song would be a giant hit if he released it right now or anytime.
You know, it is.
I'm sorry.
No one can stop singing it.
No, you're right.
So, what were you saying?
It is a hit. We've made it a hit.
About the time you went to Amsterdam?
Well, my point was I came back. I talked about it. I wasn't ashamed of walking around there. Everybody that goes there probably goes to the coffee shops and smokes some pot and walks around and goes, oh, wow, this is wild. This is how they do it here. But if I had seen that that it said girls 16 in the window or something, I would never say that. Certainly not that way.
Is that going to be the first thing you take away from it? Like
hell no.
He seemingly has.
No, I would find it grotesque. Uh-huh. And he sounds like hey, isn't that cool? I don't know. It's really disturbing. He is one disturbing dude, I have to say. I don't know how he survived this long, and I'm sure. Exactly. I'm not sure how he survives this stuff. I don't get it. In today's, when outrage is just so plentiful, why isn't there more about this? I just don't get it.
Well, why isn't there more? And I'm glad Steve put it in his little article he did on MotorCityMuckRicker.com that he mentioned how much Amanda Mika, the young assistant that he had, how much her salary has grown.
Yeah.
Since 2012, and she made $40,000. She's now making $73,000.
That's disgusting. What does she have to do with $73,000?
Well, I'm mad at her. I want her to stop sleeping with him. If she's sleeping with him, stop it.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross. Ugh.
How do we make it stop? I mean, it's her right. I don't know what's going on between those. They were holding hands. He says that's normal with a fellow employee. Didn't look very normal to me.
Well, if you work for Warren, try and go hold Fouts' hand. We'll see what happens.
I want it stopped. I want her to stop it.
Especially if you're dried up.
She's like 26 in that video, and she's pretty. What is she doing with
that
guy?
No, that was not me on the tape.
Well, she's getting an 80% raise. That's what she's doing.
I guess so. Boy, that's a lot to pay for a raise. I'd rather make $40,000.
Remember, he moved her to a different department. Yeah. She worked 6 months just so she could be vested, I think, in pension.
Well, it certainly looked that way.
And then moved her back.
Genius.
I mean, is Warren government ultimately the sacrifice you want to make that for sleeping with that?
But she's set for life, Trudy.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that's worth it. I don't know.
What if he's a good lover? What if he's hung? Like Bezos.
Like Bezos.
Bozo.
Hey, guys, I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
I've never seen the mayoral penis.
His balls are down to his knees, so.
Well, I guarantee you it's thin.
The thing that sticks out about that is
Trudy's nodding.
When he says, fuck that shit. I would never picture that guy saying, fuck that shit. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, honestly, everything else disappears when he says, fuck that shit.
But Drew, he's so young and hip.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
Oh, boy.
Fuck that shit.
Well, let's get some people out to Maz World.
It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted.
And
shut up,
Zot Ford, where I just got there's breaking news at Zot Ford. The new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4 is as low as $112 a month. It was $133 a month.
$112?
I know. This is crazy. They've waived more than commissions now. Now they've really done it.
Honestly, to get a car for $112, a new car for $112.
No way.
It seems crazy to me.
It is crazy. What's going on up there?
Trudy, the copy's a little, just a hair dated, but if you can skip the first couple lines, just mention dealsinad.com. And
wait!
They want to thank and wish you all happy. Steve.
Okay.
Steve's a little under the weather, so.
Wait!
I got to get a zip fizz. Oh, thanks to Scott Kunith, by the way, for the zip fizz.
Oh, yeah, you got you a box of it, all flavors.
I know, and I'm flying all the time, thanks to Scott. Scott Kunith, Coldwell Banker.
You've had your limit today. You drink water.
We're Emmanuel.
And also, of course, Zot Ford. The deals in the D.com studios right here where we, of course, pay homage to Zot Ford and Holly.
Yeah.
They want to thank you. Wish you all a happy 2019. And because I got caught in the new year.
Yeah. Well, it's still the new year.
The ridiculous deals are back in full effect right now at Zot Ford. For example, you can lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid, a hybrid as low as $82 a month.
Oh, by the way, thank God for, in case you didn't know, I drive a hybrid. Ooh, but I dropped Charlotte off at school and I got home and the car had like 15 miles till empty.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then later when I was getting ready to come here, I just started my car and had it warming up and I get in and it's 1 mile till empty.
Oh,
what? So then it was that kind of Thelma and Louise thing, like, how far can I make it on this tank?
I do that all the time.
Like, should I go to the one that's on the way to Drew's or should I go out of my way to the one that's closer? And I decided to go to the one that was on the way to Drew's. And the second I put it in drive, it was zero. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Uh-oh. But then because it's hybrid, the other part of the engine kicked in and got me there.
Really?
I think that's what happened.
Wow.
That's my dumb story.
So hybrid.
Get a hybrid Fusion for.
Hybrid's Fusion. Yeah.
Great price.
You could drive beyond your miles.
Because that's my biggest thing in life that I hate. I hate going to the gas station.
Oh, I did
too. With a passion.
Yeah. Especially in the winter.
What a story, Mark.
I know. As soon as I start talking about it, I'm like, this story's not that good. Why don't you shut up, idiot?
You could also get
Thanks for humoring me, Trudy.
You could get a big, I have the same thoughts, so I appreciate that. Big badass trucks, more your thing. You can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4 as low as $112 a month. As always, you can surf our astonishing deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
You got a fine-looking automobile. I love fine-looking automobile.
And Hall Financial.
Dumb stories.
Do you have a story about a house? Or
yeah, I got plenty of dumb house stories.
Mortgage company story?
Sure.
Because Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for all client service and big supporters of our show. David Olin, Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a house or refinance. Heard it from our listeners. They have over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. Matter of fact, 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral, word of mouth, because realtors trust them and their clients love them too. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to, if you're going to go work with somebody else in the metro area, this is your team. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process really easy, checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. That's the experience of someone, one of our listeners. It was also my experience as well with Hall Financial. On top of the elite service, this person closed their home in 2 weeks, 2 weeks early. Even the sellers were impressed. Also, it's a great time to refinance right now. You can help your cash flow by not having to make a payment. We're coming up on tax day.
Oh, Lord.
Tomorrow for me.
Quarterly.
Don't wait.
Tomorrow.
See way over 500 clients are raving about the team over at Hall Financial today. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. That's drewandmikehallfg.com.
Means the podcast has to pay its sales tax too.
Be disappointed. It is, right? Quarterly
the
taxes
15th,
tomorrow.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, balls. Yeah.
I know.
So much to think about.
I know. I have freaking jury duty again tomorrow, too. I've been belly aching about this for a really long time. So Mark goes, is that still going on? No. Tomorrow is the day, though. I've just been anticipating it.
Just say something.
This is kangaroo court.
Just say something really racist.
Should I?
Yeah. And then someone will go, I just heard Trudy Daniels.
No, it'll end up on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'll say it's
recording.
I'll say it's
Trudy
Adobe
Daniels
Selma
said that they're like chimpanzees.
Steve Neveling will be on the jury.
Can I just quote from Fouts?
You know, rats do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they look like two chimps. They're mouth very long. I had it out. Kind of an asshole.
What a, you know what's weird?
You can do it by Adobe software.
I think when these things keep coming, don't they have a lessened effect? You become numb to them like school shootings?
Yeah.
As the new file said, well, underage girls in Amsterdam, you know. A lot of people do that probably. You know. But when you hear the first one, it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, it's just like, ah, that's old crazy Fouts, the mayor of Warren, Michigan's third biggest city.
He did, right? You know he did, right?
Well, I mean, they took a credit card.
In my head, he did, but I don't know.
It doesn't.
It's an opportunity.
Certainly sounds like he looks upon the idea favorably. I mean, do you pass horrible tips on people? Oh, they have the grossest prostitutes, too, and you can pay by credit card.
Yeah, how did he know
nobody
that?
Nobody says that.
How did he know that they would take credit cards?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like they had that sticker in the window.
They might have the sticker in the window.
No, they don't.
I don't
really?
Remember. They might.
Like Visa, MasterCard.
There's no way. It's quite a business. I mean, it's Bitcoin. Quite in the open.
I'm going to go on Google Earth and the Street View and see if I can find a sticker.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Just to change the subject from underage sex, which is in, I swear, there's like four stories in front of me, and they're all about underage sex. And then Mark Johnston, who sends incredible things constantly, including a demo of Won't Get Fooled Again with Pete Townsend singing that I thought was really cool. He sent a list of 24 other artists who might have some reckoning in the Me Too era. I mean, if it was to go to music, which clearly the music industry said, we're not part of Me Too or Time's Up. We're going to sit this one out.
Sure.
Because look, R. Kelly is really, who else in the music business is getting heat? Here's the dumb one. I thought this was really cool.
Just someone had a rant about R. Kelly today, almost a quasi-supportive rant.
Oh, I saw two of them.
Yeah.
Think about who rants and you'll know.
These are demos. Pete would record rough versions of all their songs and then present them to the entire band. So he plays everything on them. I always liked his voice, though.
I like his voice. This goes on for a while, though, before somebody sings, right?
This might not be very different. Well, the Who are coming to Detroit. Keep playing it, Brandon.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Exactly.
Real different feel.
I think I like it.
Kind of twangy.
It's good. It doesn't have that. It doesn't have that ball ripping sound though.
Keith Moon is missing.
Yeah.
And Twistle too.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
And Daltrey.
I mean, that was.
Yeah, Daltrey too.
That's quite a three piece. I mean, really.
Yeah. We don't get fooled again.
It's like a laid-back version. It's good.
Yeah. I dig it. Well, I like Pete's voice, too. It is twangier.
Right, yeah. Little different guitar treatment there. It definitely lacks David Lee Roth, for sure.
What's the Who date for Detroit?
Oh.
Man, they are just romping around.
So tickets go on sale Friday.
Yeah.
January 18th at 10 a.m. The show is May 28th. Tuesday.
Yay, Maz Day.
May 28th.
Because you don't have to be here.
Do you suppose Keith attempts the Roger Daltrey scream in this?
Oh. We don't get fooled again. No. It's a slice bush in there.
I'm a genius too, let's go, huh?
every pair of tickets includes a redeemable code for a CD copy of their new album.
The Who's new album?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
they're recording. I heard that.
Wow.
Oh, and each dollar goes to Teen Cancer America.
They have not recorded since...
The write-off.
What? It's hard?
It's hard. Really, really
Isn't
hard.
The album with You Better You Bet and Athena?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they had more hits late in their career, really.
Yeah, than your average classic rock band, too. Yeah.
Wait, did you see who was in the lineup?
Who?
I was going to
say. Zach Starkey.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
And?
Bassist John Button.
Leave it up a little, Brandon. I just want to hear if the scream comes.
John Button?
Yeah. Keyboardist Lauren Gold and guitarist, backup singer Simon Townsend.
Oh yeah, he's played with them.
I know. It's just another one.
Taylor had to try to sneak in there.
Oh, that song! That ruined it.
He just
that
goes,
ruined
wait,
it.
Isn't it after this verse?
Well, either way, that shouldn't be in there.
As he screams, then he says, "We won't get fooled again."
Yeah.
Is it coming up? I think it's in the last minute of the song.
That's a 9-minute song.
This is a 9-minute demo?
Yeah.
Okay, scratch that.
You know what the great thing is about music? It's so easy.
Homer reminds me, I got an email from somebody who was pissed about Family Guy last night.
What happened?
Did anybody see it?
No.
I think it was titled Trump Guy. And he goes to the White House, and there's some... I only saw a couple scenes. The dog was saying,
Ryan,
I'm writing these jokes.
You'd be so bored.
Or I write the liberal jokes, and here's another one coming, and they're making fun of Tiffany Trump. I don't know. I think the person who wrote the email was just saying they were sick of Family Guy being political, but I don't watch Family Guy enough to know how often is it political. Is that rare? It seems like they make...
Really?
Family Guy makes fun of a lot of people.
There's a difference between political and controversial. They're always controversial.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
no, I think some of their funniest stuff is the hardest hitting.
Uh-huh. No, but they aren't really.
I didn't
really
see the episode. It's not typically political?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Really.
I mean, it just seemed to me it's more just edgy, funny.
It does really seem like he hits everything. He's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, but we know. He's been very anti-Trump.
Oh,
he's been,
extremely. Yeah.
He's been on lots of interviews and like Bill Maher. And
that's interesting.
He just likes being on TV because he's telegenic.
Yeah, well, he thinks he's handsome.
Did anybody watch the Critics' Choice Awards? Anyone?
No.
I didn't either.
Screw those awards.
And you know what? I usually watch the Critics. I usually try. I'm not saying I always watch it, but I also missed Saturday Night Live recently. It's weird. It's like, wait, I don't miss Saturday Night Live. I don't feel bad about it. No, I missed whatever the last one was.
Oh, like
I remembered
Christmas.
Sunday rather, around 3 o'clock. Oh, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live. And I just like, fuck it. And I went back and looked at it a couple days later. I noticed it was on my TV. And I watched it. And I think it opened with Alec Baldwin. I was like, who's the star of Saturday Night Live now, by the way?
Kate McKinnon.
Definitely.
She wins
Who
awards.
Else?
She's the big one. She's probably the top.
I like Beck Bennett a lot. I think he's good.
I don't even know who that is, and I watch the show every week.
Cecily
I don't know who the hell you are.
Beck Bennett. I think Cecily's great.
I think it's Kate for the women, and I think it's Davidson for the
men. I know who it is.
Pete
it's
Davidson
Keenan.
Is the star of Saturday Night
Live.
Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson.
Keenan Thompson.
I like Keenan.
Colin
but
Jones,
I don't think
Michael
Keenan
Che.
Thompson. He's not a Will Ferrell. He's not a Dana Carvey. He's not. I think he's funny, though.
Yeah, but they really pushed Pete Davidson before. The season. He was kind of, and they even admitted he's the one getting paid the most money or a ton of money.
He is?
Now.
He gets the most money on that show?
I would say if he's making the most money, Saturday Night Live has fallen.
Oh, that's a big
one. Well,
and they are using more stars
in
now
instead
of cast.
Interviews getting a huge pay increase.
Yeah.
And I just kept seeing him as the one that was being interviewed, being thrown around. I mean, it doesn't hurt that he was dating Ariana Grande.
And Kate Beckinsale now, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing better on this earth than he was because he was drinking at the Knicks game yesterday.
Oh.
He also had a set where he talked about he doesn't like talking about how big his dick is.
Because it sets him up for being disappointment.
He said Ariana Grande is really small, so she may have perception problems. But he seems like he's
doing kind of funny.
He seems like he's doing fine. It was okay. He seems like he's doing fine.
He's
partying at the Knicks game. He's at the Golden Globes or whatever, and he's nailing Kate Beckinsale. But what happened to the treatment that Lauren was sending him
to? It worked. It was quick and it worked.
I guess so. Okay, right. So we don't have to hear any more about how upset he is?
Trudy,
are
look.
Are we done with that?
Probably not.
I'm in the red light district on Google here. Google Street View.
Do you see the Visa card in the window?
Look at that chick's tube, so that'll get Drew's attention.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a slob, but
she's all tube.
There is no... The only thing on the window is a circle slash through the
no
camera.
No pictures. Whoa,
there's
that's bizarre,
There's
no,
nothing
though.
About credit cards there, so you have to go in there to find out. At least that one. I'll keep walking around Amsterdam.
Yeah, you do.
20 for oral, 50 for half and half. It's funny. It'll cost you extra.
It's funny. No one can do or say anything. If someone wants to know what they did or
it can be just
how they did it, they will find out. In fact, I saw a Dateline, and I'm not sure. This might have been the new one, about these two people in the military, and she ended up in intelligence, and he ended up 500 miles away, and he got her pregnant. They got married 3 months after she gave birth, I believe, but they were still separated because she was in this high level intelligence thing.
Did I watched this. Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, when she's murdered, 3 gunshots to the head, I believe.
Uh huh.
They go right to him. They bring him in.
He's like, hey, I was home.
I don't know. He never asked what happened to her, though.
Oh.
Oh.
We were talking about the Fouts tell, mm-hmm. how he says they used to take credit cards. It's so funny in those police interviews how often people tell you they did it without telling you it's a pronoun. Right. It's a they didn't ask this or it's common. It's I mean, those guys know. Well, do you see what he referred to her in the past tense? You know, that certainly is meaningful. And it is.
Cops know what's up. I mean, they've heard a million of those.
Cops are pretty damn good.
They have so much training. You know, they know.
And they've seen it all.
Yeah.
So anyway, it turns out he was at his place. He was texting. He was watching Netflix. What do you know? He's got the electronic footprint there. I guess, what are we going to do? So they start looking into this, and then they find out he had a girlfriend on the side.
Hey. A lot of phone calls to one particular number, and they looked up. Who was that? It's this chick.
And it turns out that she, well, when they see all the phone calls, they pay her a visit just off the cuff.
Right.
Say, hey, we're from Anne Arundel County in Maryland, and they immediately know why. She knows why they're there.
Yeah, this is about what's his name, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And they ask her, where were you the night? And she says, oh, I was in his apartment. Oh, he didn't say that. Interesting. So you were in there. Well, then they notice that her car GPS's all the way to the murder site on the night of the murder, and GPS's all the way back the night of the murder.
What are the chances? And then they found receipts for gas cans.
Gas cans. Wasn't that investigation brilliant?
That was really good police work. And the gas cans were used so that they could strip. They could. Well,
yeah. So she didn't have. He didn't have to stop
at
gas.
A gas station to be on camera anywhere.
So, additionally, she's texting on his phone. She's watching Netflix on his TV. And then they find out an ex-boyfriend of hers says, oh, yeah, I helped her get rid of a gun. And here I helped her get rid of some clothes and a gun. And here's where she got rid of them. And they send divers down. It's like, look at all the these people that blow somebody's head up. Look at all the work.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
They really went to a great deal of trouble to plan this, only to have it foiled.
No, I think once they have the GPS of her car, guilty! Fucking guilty! Yeah, get out of here! Yeah. You don't need the gun! Forget it!
Yeah.
But juries do. They go, no, there's no murder weapon. So they got to send divers to dig up this gun, which has, of course, shit all over it.
Right.
And it's all decroded. And so they undecroded. And the guy's filed off the ID number. So then they have to take acid to get the impression.
Bring it back. That's amazing.
That's cool.
That was really brilliant. And then the gun wouldn't function. So they took the barrel
great sleuth.
Off. They took the barrel off and they shot it on the same weapon with that barrel. And what do you know? Match.
Yeah.
But he was already fucking guilty. They didn't need to do all that work. He was so guilty.
You go eat a decroded piece of crap.
Didn't you know he was guilty before this?
Yeah,
did you feel
definitely.
Like that's enough?
Yes.
They got enough.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They could have arrested him like 15 times before they found all of the evidence.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But if one person on that jury said no, I would have shot out my TV. I don't even have a gun. I would shot. I really understand shooting out TVs. By the way,
too.
Elvis was ahead of his time.
She what happened to her though? Because did I fall asleep or gap on what they did with her? Because she's an accessory.
Yeah, she's accessory as hell. She cut a deal
Did you?
I don't think she went to jail.
Yeah.
That happens so often. So anyway, where were we? Detroit, the Who. Detroit also has a boil water advisory. There's no water in Detroit. And the auto show is here. The International Auto Show. And there's no water.
And what's the temperature?
It's cold.
12 degrees.
Was it 12 today?
It was earlier today.
Gee, I know. It's by far the coldest day. It seems like today was the coldest day.
Right.
But the auto show's here. It's always cold for the auto show. Money man, give me some bottled water. Boy, we are the bottle. We must have done more for the bottled water business.
It's all a conspiracy because Nestle wanted to put that plant up north. So, yeah, so you guys need more bottled water.
Did you guys see Jaden Smith?
I don't know what it is, but I didn't see him.
It's a reverse osmosis water system he wants Flint to convert to, and he allegedly runs a nut. This is Jaden Smith, Will Smith's bratty kid.
Genius.
I actually read that article hoping something stupid would be revealed, but it sounds like it might be at least a partial remedy.
Except that if they change systems, changing systems is what got them fucked in the first place. They went off Detroit water. Remember?
Yeah.
And they were building the new joint, and in the meantime, the in-between system was the one that had all the ratty water.
Well, they left out the additive, too, which let all the lead out.
You know, reverse osmosis would work, but then you have to, like, continually change filters and stuff like that, because it only works as long as
it because it's Jaden Smith's idea.
Yeah. This guy came up with it.
No one like you. Huh? Go grills and you dance like Michael. No eyes, misfits, no typos. Oh, look, wait. We just want to make you go cycle. Put $100,000 in
the
bike.
Turn off the water.
Is it possible that it was somebody else's idea and they're like, hey, let's have Jaden say it so that he can...
Yeah,
isn't
seems
he like
smart.
19 years old?
He's a karate kid.
There's no way Jaden Smith has the best solution for Flint. There's just no way. There has to be a better solution. This should make people work harder to say, oh, no, not Jaden Smith.
Did he clear by Willow? Is that his sister's name?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it was Willow. Absolutely. Who hates being a star, by the
That's
way.
That's right, yeah.
She doesn't like the fame. And Jaden Smith had some... What was his problem?
I don't know. Didn't he divorce his parents or emancipate himself?
Jaden Smith?
No, I think they're still tight.
He liked wearing dresses.
He wore a kilt. Is that what it was?
It was a kilt. He was wearing dresses.
Okay.
Stuff, just to get
attention. Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
Did you see Arquette's tubes? Hoisted up again?
Again? For Critics' Choice?
Yeah,
you
can't really see it there, but you can see the trajectory.
Oh, yes.
Of it.
I completely missed the Critics' Choice, so I saw nothing except I did see Gaga's speech.
Yeah. There are better pictures, but she is like really showing those things off.
Has she lost any of the weight from it?
No.
It doesn't seem that way.
But she's trying to distract from that by putting these dinner plate sized boobs in tight dresses.
Yeah, it seems to be having some positive effect. Let's see. We're just a few minutes away from 15 minutes away from Steve Neveling, who broke the Mayor Jim Fouts story in the Motor City Muckraker. I think he's got something to blow out.
Yeah, he does.
No, that was not me on the tape.
But first, I'll remind you that buying your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and Deals in a D. Is there Zot copy in here? I mean, not Zot. I mean, Dr. Yellow here. Is this the new?
Is there not? I mean, nothing changed.
This is the last piece of copy. Okay. It should be way different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a half Subway sandwich.
Oh, God, that'd be great right now.
I know, it would be. I know, I would change a car deal over half a Subway sandwich right now. I would. I would change dealers. Sorry. I know I'm defeating the point of the copy, but I would do it. I'm that hungry. I know how hungry that guy was now. You got to forgive him, Maz. The Zot family believes it's about people, customers, and employees. Happy employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic and the well-rounded experience. So shop around if you must, but please give our friends at Zot dealerships a shot, whether it's Zot Chrysler, Zot Jeep, Zot Toyota, or Zot Ford. And they've got the foosball, the massage chairs, popcorn, coffee, whatever Zot can provide for you. You know they will. From your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And then there's, of course, Adam. Adam was founded right here in Metro Detroit in 1988. Adam started when gas was 91 cents a gallon, and Die Hard was... Die Hard's that old?
Wow, really?
Die Hard was in the theaters in 88.
The original was? Yeah. Wow, such a great movie.
Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, is dedicated to representing men in divorce and making sure they're treated fairly. Call Adam, and they can explain the law to you and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you'll be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. Call Adam at 248. Wait, they got a new phone number? Mm-hmm. Adam got a new number.
Yeah. They needed another line to handle all the calls.
I see. 248-284-4280. That's 248-284-4280. Wait, they've got lots of fours and eights and twos in that. Oh, I see. It's all two fours and eights.
Do it again.
Wow. I've broken down the code to the Adam phone number. I'm on to you guys. 248-284-4280.
Oh, 248-284-4280. Okay.
I have to ask Brent, did they really work on this? Did they spend a lot of time on the twos and fours and eights?
5555.
I wonder what was wrong with the old number.
1111111. Really?
248-284-4280. Other 1988 factoids. New car, under $10,000. Reagan was president. Paul Simon's album Graceland won Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Ugh.
Other Ronald members, Reagan!
They're not promoting it. They're just telling us. Other movies, Rain Man, Coming to America. Part 2 is coming. By the way, do we know, is Arsenio in Part 2? Is Louis Anderson
That's
in Part 2?
That's what I asked. I don't know.
Do we know?
I have no idea.
Who wanted that to happen?
Me.
Besides Eddie Murphy. Really?
You don't want to see a Coming to America 2?
There's some huge...
You don't like that movie,
I'm not a big fan of that movie.
Oh, I don't know what's
I'm
wrong
not a big fan. I tried to watch
it
again, by the way.
Might be your biggest flaw.
I'll try it again. I really will try it again. Well, as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, man, I'm going to take heat for not liking this movie.
Can we do a Twitter poll? Is that Drew's biggest flaw, not liking Coming to America 2? No, actually, don't do it, because then people will tweet other
it. It could bring out other flaws.
That's what I mean. Yeah, don't do it.
Well, no, but if you only offer that, yes or no, then they have
it's
to make
your biggest,
if it's a yes or no
other
question,
flaws on a separate tweet.
If you want to come up with three flaws.
It's your biggest pop culture flaw.
God, I think I probably have bigger ones. I mean, not liking movies that don't have electricity.
I take it back. I got a bigger one.
I have some info.
You've never seen Star Wars. I cannot believe you have never seen Star Wars.
No, I have seen Star Wars movies. I may have seen part of Star Wars. I just got lost because I missed the first two. And so I've seen the recent ones, and I go,
yeah, but those.
I always go, wow, they're so cool to look at, but I don't know what's going on. Because they are.
You saw, I think, episode one with Jar Jar Binks.
Oh,
that's
true.
That's the
you're
one
right.
You've seen the most of.
I saw that in the theater. I saw Deep Impact. Is that part of the series?
It might as well be at this point. Gravity, too.
I do see that Arsenio Passengers. Hall, Sherry Headley, John Amos, and James Earl Jones are expected to return in the sequel.
John Amos is still alive?
Just thinking.
Wait, John. Who's John Amos?
From Roots, from Good Times.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I always think he's dead, because remember he died in
that's
Good
right.
Times.
Yeah.
That's where that's when Florida went, damn, damn, damn. Do you remember that? One of the best scenes in
cinema. I gotta bring
history.
Him up. Oh, John, that's John Amos. Okay, I know John.
He was in Good Times, wasn't he?
Was it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Wow, the Adam copy is so effective. My God, look, we're talking.
That's great.
So 1988, Big Bull Durham and Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Apple stock was trading at 10 cents a share.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
10 cents.
Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit ripples.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Chow line.
Good time.
I only know that line from Dave Chappelle.
If we lucky, we got them. Good times.
Just a minute.
If it's from Mississippi, it's mine.
You're ready to shed a tear.
Have mercy.
Open it, Florida.
Don't open it, Florida.
No, Florida.
Don't open it, Florida.
We regret to inform you that your husband, James Evans, was
what?
Killed in an automobile.
Oh, my God.
JJ is not happy.
Michael's totally confused.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
Gone too soon. Too soon.
There's the damn, damn, damn.
That was rude.
A great show.
Well, just to change things up a little bit, because we only have a few minutes before Steve Neveling, I wanted to mention Bezos or Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bozo. Is he calling Bozos or Bozo?
Just Bozo. It should be Bozos.
From the Amazon Washington Post. I keep reading all these new things that come out, and I'm going, if he doesn't dump this Sanchez chick, he's crazy.
Yeah.
She's sharing his text with somebody. What the hell? Isn't that a violation that is not rescindable?
Oh, you...
Sending his dick pics?
Yeah, you
can't... That's pretty bad.
That's horrible.
Maybe he wanted that, though.
We'll rephrase it.
Like, can you show my dick pics?
We all know
it comes from me.
We all know he's hung now.
See?
Yeah, right.
I agree, but... Well, he's 5'7", so maybe he likes that.
If it was an unsolicited dick pic from someone you weren't dating, then yeah, share it amongst your friends. Well, but you're supposed to be dating this guy and liking him. Right. Can you protect him a little bit?
Exactly. Not only protect him, he's the head of Amazon. He doesn't need this shit out there. You know, anything he says privately is news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't this really humiliating, most of it?
For a guy who's 5'7", maybe not.
Well, that's possible.
It's three quarters the size of him.
I agree. No, that's a great point. I mean, well, wait, is the size? No, okay. If it's just a picture of his dick and it looks big, then that's impressive. But if it's against his body, that could be deceptive. It could be the Ariana Grande effect.
Like putting a tiny hand next to a...
Yes.
But a tiny Bezos hand or Brandon.
So even if he, you know, the fact that people are saying, hey, it's big. I know some of you in the Inquirer said, it's big. I'm sure he, somewhere in Bezos, he's enjoying that. But the fact that she would share this stuff with her girlfriend, who then sells it to the Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's huge.
First of all, she has a scummy friend.
Right.
I mean, how could she share that with somebody who doesn't think more of her than that?
Yeah.
And he knows you got to believe he knows these texts are real. Wouldn't he be screaming from the rooftops if they weren't? I don't know. And the more I read about it, the more I don't like her either. Today,
stand her, yeah.
Yeah, I was never a big fan. I didn't really know her that well. I remember her from a couple things, but just kind of barely.
Yeah.
Today, some people are talking about how, yeah, she goes on these huge shopping sprees. She spent $12,000 on shoes one day, and she said, should I tell my husband? And the girl said, no, just, you know, I forgot what she said. But anyway, she calls her husband in front of the girl. And he says, okay, this guy's worth $400 million. I don't think he really cares about $12,000 worth of shoes. But she sounds like, and I'll quote the person in the story, who said she's a social climber.
Of course.
She's also a helicopter pilot.
What?
I know.
Yeah, I
really didn't want to give her that credit, but I'll give it to her.
Get to the chopper!
That would make Mike Clark very angry.
He'd be livid. He would mention that she's not a very good helicopter pilot.
He would find some way to reveal that she wasn't.
I think if he marries this chick, it's going to be over fast.
Oh, my God, he can't
marry her. He's going to be giving her a chunk of money.
What if he keeps marrying women and they divorce him and just keeps cutting his
I like that idea.
His net worth in half. Until he's down to, like, 100 grand.
But I'm serious. Shouldn't he lose her like that?
Yes.
I mean, like that.
Well, and now
like
he's
that,
open.
Like
and now,
that, like that, like that.
Now everyone knows he's on the market. He could go plowing anything he wants.
Yeah. I thought she was an okay choice. I mean, if you put Bezos on
he
the
could
market,
do way better.
You know there's some incredible ass that would have
him. Yeah, he could do way better.
He's loaded.
There's got to be some
she's
model.
I mean, I sort of like her as a choice because she's only 5 years younger. I mean, like, Bezos, if he was to marry a 19-year-old, I mean, we'd laugh at him. If he was to marry a 40-year-old, I'm sure, you know.
What is he, 55?
You know, he's Bezos.
How old is he, 55?
54. She's 49.
How
she
young,
looks good.
How young can he go? What's acceptable? 34?
He can go 34.
You can go by Fouts rules.
He can go 20
he
years.
He can't go below 30.
No,
that's not a Fouts
rule.
He'll
get laughed at.
It's not a Fouts rule. Well, that's why he's in charge of Amazon and Fouts is the mayor.
I think when a guy like him and a guy, you know, because he's stupid looking. He is.
Oh, yeah.
If he goes up for somebody who's 26 or something, we'll all laugh at him. We all know the score. With Lauren Sanchez, we know the score because she's sending his text to friends going, ha, 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 look at this. He wants to breathe me in. Ah. Ugh. Could you believe this richest guy in the world wants to fuck me? I mean, it's really, it's gross. It's horrible. And then this friend, you think, okay, if she was going to share his dick pic or whatever, look at how hung this guy is and wants to bang me, and he's the richest guy in the world. Can you believe this? I'm so lucky. Wouldn't you think at
just
least
just send her
be,
an eggplant and the erupting volcano?
It would be a close enough friend that they would never do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a friend that shared it with a friend that shared it with a friend that shared it with a friend, because it is Jeff Bezos. Honestly, if I got a text that was four people removed from Bezos' dick, I'd probably give it to the Inquirer.
On the other hand, it is Jeff Bezos.
I wouldn't give it to the Inquirer. I would just show all you guys. I seriously would.
Trudy, can you amplify?
Far removed?
You know, you could be right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking. I wanted to sort of wonder what the text message that accompanied it was. Like, is it Jeff Bezos' dick with like 14 exclamation points, or what do you think? Or
by the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
The picture of the on the phone is the two text messages, his quotes by themselves. There's no commentary, is there?
You like what you see, huh?
Wait, say that again. Oh, the picture of his
dick? Picture, no, of the text that they showed.
Oh, I didn't see the picture of the text.
Yeah, there's a screenshot.
Oh, wow.
Of the texts.
Huh. Oh.
They're in blue.
Yeah. So that they have iPhones? Is that what we're trying to?
There wasn't any commentary. It wasn't like she was saying, look at this, the richest guy in the world, and said, fuck me. Here's what he said. Quotes. She just sent his
screenshot. Yeah,
his...
she probably saved that dick pic on her phone.
What if it's the ex-husband, Patrick Weitzel?
Oh, if went it's his on, dick?
It could be. Like, used her finger. She was drunk. She was passed out. Used her fingerprint to get access to her phone and then forwarded. Mm.
Oh.
Bezos. Mm. DP.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think she shared it too. Yeah. But Steve Neveling is on. We're going to be live on Facebook too.
Are we now or soon? Or okay?
I think we're close. People like you, our listeners out there in podcast land, have so many misconceptions about eye surgery. What you do know is that you're tired of glasses, contacts, reading glasses, and ever-changing prescriptions. And you're frustrated because when you take out your contacts, you put down your glasses, or forget your reading glasses, you still can't see. I know all about this. Each week, thanks to Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, many of you get to throw away all that ancient technology and walk out of the office with 20/20 vision or better and begin your new lifestyle free of glasses and contacts. From custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, to the Rolls-Royce procedure, multifocal lens implants for people 50-plus, Dr. Yaldo has performed some 50,000 combined procedures. Wow. Here's the bottom line. The evaluation is free, and you got nothing to lose by making the call. They also have selections for glasses. If you decide, you know what, I'm not ready to do this, you can look at some frames there. 1-800-398-EYES, or if you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And let's not forget Luke Nowacki, who is helping people. And boy, I tell you, navigating this world of trying to retire or to save money or to save for college, it's tricky. There's lots of ups and downs, and it's nice to have somebody who will spend time with you that you can count on to help you make decisions. And that's what Luke Nowacki and his team do. Not only will they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, they'll probably coach you through the down cycles where you need to hang on. But they'll be there to answer your financial questions as well, so you don't panic. Yes, and pull all your money out of the market at the bottom, for instance. That's what I'm surprised how many people want to do that. I guess it's like leaving the casino, but it's not like leaving the casino. The casino doesn't go up the next day.
That's why you need someone to do it for you.
It helps.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Steady hand.
It's nice to have, somebody helping. For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748, or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
No, that was not me on the tape, but that was a manufactured, engineered tape
by you can do it by Adobe Cellaflare. Mm.
Yeah, Adobe Cellaflare. That's the explanation we're getting.
Can we call Adobe and ask them someday whether there's such a thing?
That's a great question.
Wouldn't that have been done?
Why are they using it on the mayor of Warren?
Well,
maybe Steve has.
There is. I think the technology is out there now, but I believe it's only recently, and the tapes are allegedly from many years ago. But Steve Niebling, the Motor City muckraker, who has broken the latest Fouts tape, is on the line. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm great. And I do want to say, you know, we talked to people actually about the ability to do this, to replicate a voice as well as the ones that are on the tape. And definitely can't do it through Adobe. And there's actually, it's very, very difficult to do that. We've talked to sound experts, audio experts, who looked at the files and determined that these files were not manipulated. So, I mean, this is just silly on his part. I heard these recordings just weeks after they happened at some point because I knew the person who was recording them. So these are legitimate tapes. The question is, what happened next now? I mean, people got to stop believing this. I mean, this is like people believing the fake news idea that everybody's out to get Trump. Now it's everybody's out to get Fouts.
But who does believe that? Do people really believe that?
They do. I mean, he's extraordinarily popular in Warren. And remember, like Warren, you know, just 40 years ago, still advocated for people, you know, below 8 Mile, as they refer to it, not come to their city. So he's very, I mean, this guy gets elected 70-80% of the vote.
Wow.
And Warren, from my understanding, it is a well-run city. It seems to, I mean, is that an exaggeration, Steve?
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, under the mayor prior to that, that was a really bad administration. He had lots of complaints about corruption. He did clean it up. I mean, that's the tragedy about this is you have a pretty effective, efficient mayor who happens to sound like a racist, misogynist, you know, somebody who has some very different views on what's appropriate sexually and age-wise. I mean, I think he's sort of this mayor who is effective, but at the same time, he's got this these Achilles heels that he is apparently able to run away with, and people are like, "Oh, it's all this money."
Well, the one that
we are the enemy.
Yeah, right.
The one I just can't get away from is this idea that this Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren, thinks he's hot or something, and that he's entitled to women who are so much younger. He is the most grotesque looking. I don't know, Trudy. Maybe you find him attractive.
Oh, God, no,
I'm
not
Trudy. Trudy. I mean, this is you're explaining. Well, Trudy, what do you think? Is this a gorgeous man?
Oh yes, super hot. Of course.
I can't.
He doesn't have enough money to be hot looking like that. But
and he's 76. Yeah, he's 76 years old, and he would never say what his age was because he likes younger women. Isn't that the way he says it, Steve?
That's right. Yeah, in fact, he had to get – there was a lawsuit filed for him to even reveal his age as an elected official because, as he told the Washington Post, he doesn't like people to know his age because he says, quote, "I tend to date younger women." And I was a reporter at the Free Press when all this stuff was going down. And I remember him bragging about this to me. He would talk about, I mean, he was obsessed with this. We'd be just talking about policies and the budget. And it would inevitably end in him trying to talk to me about how hot women were when they were in their early 20s. And then telling me, you know, what he thought the ideal age was, how you can tell if a woman has fake that's fake colored hair because, you know, they dyed it because just stuff that I don't need to really go over on the radio because they're the same bad jokes that got in trouble.
Huh. Yeah, no, it's
strange. Have you ever seen him flirt or hit on a younger woman, and how was his game?
Let me say this. This guy is one of the most awkward people I've ever met. I mean, he's as awkward as he is weird looking, and he really is. I mean, he can be, if you are talking to him on a phone, you have a couple of drinks, and you might think that he sounds somewhat normal, and he's a smart guy, but he's I would not say that he's a very charming guy. Oh. And 50 years younger. We're talking about women that are 50 years younger. He's dating his executive assistant, who
Are they officially dating? Does he still deny that? Because there was
he denies it, but I knew about this. He would tell me about her when I was talking on the phone with him. This stuff isn't new to anybody who was inside City Hall or knew him.
You know,
this was about.
Steve, what's up with
her? I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit.
What's up with her? You know, he's not Michael Douglas. He's Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren. Why is this chick so into him? I mean, does she date older guys?
I don't want to judge the heart of somebody who's clearly doesn't have good judgment. You know, I don't know. I mean, this woman has a master's degree, at least according to the mayor. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but some people are attracted to corpses, the necrophiliacs. You know, some people are attracted to people who look like a corpse.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I don't want to put her down, and I don't know what's going on there. It just, I want her to stop dating him. I want this guy to be shut off. Can't we get women under 70 to just all agree never to doubt to date Jim Fouts? Is that hard to do?
Let's work on that movement. Yeah, we should, definitely.
Has he been married, Steve?
No, I don't believe so. I know he doesn't have any children, and he spends most of the time, you know, he's at his house. He's very single for a very long time. I remember he used to want me to go to Royal Oak with him to lady watch. And this is cool. So
he wants you to be his wingman.
Yeah, his wingman. And he would. But I mean, this was a fascination with him. It was an obsession. He actually had photos on his wall where he would show his last girlfriend or two. Who, you know, it would look like, and it looked like a high school. You know, was this taken out of a high school yearbook?
Taped.
But I mean, these
like you do when you're in college, you tape the posters
to
the wall.
Clarence Thomas had didn't Clarence Thomas have Playboy centerfolds on his kitchen wall? Taped on his kitchen wall. I think you're talking about two guys there, Clarence Thomas and Jim Fouts. I hate to compare them, but
we're both sexually awkward. Very awkward. Is all the case, yeah, just doesn't hold.
I would think Clarence would be less awkward, but Fouts sounds like he's off the charts, scary awkward. This latest quote, which is about him going to Amsterdam, and they have 16-year-old girls, and they took credit cards then. I mean, it really sounds incriminating. I'm just creeped out that he makes it sound like it's something cool. I mean, is that how it sounds to you, Steve? Like, hey, you can get a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, I mean, I had people at first. There's a few people. You know, there's always like 5, 10% of people who are going to defend any given position. So in this case, people are saying, oh, well, he's not saying that he did it. You know, But it's the matter-of-fact way in which he says it, the enthusiasm of saying it. Like, you could even have a 16-year-old girl. Who says that if they're not thinking about it?
Well,
that was not me on the tape.
One of the people watching this on Facebook Live, thanks very much, Doug Balinski, says that he was his junior high school teacher. Ooh. So he was mingling among some of those people that he might have had sort of an affinity for. Was he a teacher? Is that the case?
Yeah, he was.
That's creepy.
Yeah, he. You know, when 2 years ago, actually, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, same thing. I published that he was calling black people chimps and that he was calling women dried up cunts. And this is the stuff that he does.
Fuck that shit.
And, right.
Trudy, I think Fouts would turn you down. You would have known. You could beg him, and you're just not
If you're
young
over
enough.
27, you're too old for this. Yeah.
I think the only way I'd be begging him is if I had, like, sort of a lizard fetish, because he reminds me of, like, the Geico. I guess that's me to the Geico lizard, but...
Steve, what?
I mean, he does have a... I mean, you know, there is a thing. If you're interested in, like, you know, somebody who talks very awkwardly... doesn't look at you in the eyes. He's, you know, a guy who's apparently on, you know, clearly on a spectrum. Yeah. And, you know, he is actually really smart. I mean, sitting down with Fouts when he's not talking about this is actually fascinating. He's a very smart guy who is loves history and has actually been a really good mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the, you know, the woman who's dating her found, like, I don't care what this guy looks like. He can get the garbage out in time.
But that's not the guy that gets the 25-year-old girl. He's 76. He's horrible looking. He's a nerd, and he's awkward as hell. He has no. How does he pull these chicks?
He's a good lover,
and he's offensive to so offensive. Many people maybe in so many that. Different directions.
What happened with that big, wasn't there a big lawsuit about hiring in the police department? Right. Wasn't he supposed to be deposed?
Yeah, so I'm going to break the news here. Whoa. Might as well, right? Okay, because I'm too busy.
Real breaking news.
Yeah, but before I do that, I'm just going to do a cheap, let people know about this. Charlie LaDuff and I are working on a series of stories about the Detroit Police Department, essentially fudging numbers, and police crime rates are going, response times are going up, people are dying at a faster rate than we're being told. So I've been busy on that, so I figured I'm just going to break the news on this show. So yes, there was a lawsuit that was filed by an African-American cop who said she had been discriminated against on a racial basis, because of the mayor, in part, because of the mayor. And during the deposition in August, and I just got these records, and nobody's reported this yet. In August, he was asked, is that your tape? And what you call black people chimps, and what you call women dried up cunts, is that your voice? And he pled the fifth. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not going to answer that question. Oh. Don't plead the fifth unless there's something that is potentially damaging to you. I mean, if it's not his voice, you say no at the beginning.
You know, to his credit, I'm shocked that he didn't just say no and lie.
Well, that's the thing. He's a very smart guy. I mean, look what brought down Clinton. Look what brought down Kwame. It's always perjury. So I think in this case, he's smart enough to say, I'm not going to go to jail. I'm not going to lie about this.
So that
I'm just
means...
going to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Wow. So in other words, when asked in a court of law if that is his voice, he takes the fifth. When asked by the media, he says it's Adobe Selim Affair or whatever.
That's right. And why would you do that if that was not your voice? Affair? You would scream during the deposition. This was not me.
Steve, when was the deposition?
It was in August, and it wasn't reported because it wasn't made public until a recent filing, and it was attached to the filing. So I just found out about it.
I was going to say, I wondered why had no one gotten that until now? Were you guys just, was it a freedom of information thing?
I mean, to be honest, it's like you guys know this. You cover news that matters. You know,
not like you, not
matters,
the way you do. And, we cover your news.
Well, either way, we have a kinship. Because we care about what matters, and I think the problem is the media right now is too concerned about this, you know, what they're calling a renaissance or a revival in downtown Detroit. Although in the rest of the city, there's something far more sinister going on, where people are dying and children are getting sicker, and the infant mortality rate is going up. And in the suburbs, you have people like Jim House. You know, it's kind of, this is what happens with time, is you break the story, and people are outraged. And then the outrage, and then you call for new policies, or you try to get something done, and then everybody gets quiet, and then you go to something else. I was like, how many recordings do we need to hear before we say once and for all, this man has got to go? He shouldn't be getting 70-80% of the vote in any city, when the only people that he has not said very bad things about are white males.
Well, the answer to that question is, how many more tapes are there?
Well, I'm happy to say this is not the last one that was coming.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Is there something, and I quote, good coming up?
Well, I don't know. Actually, yet I have not been told of the content, but I have been told that there are, from my source that I'm getting this directly from, that there is more coming.
And he won't.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
And he won't talk
you
to you anymore.
By Adobe Selfie.
Fouts wouldn't, which, you know, kind of upset me because for a really long time.
You were his wingman.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been. I really wish I'd have taken that off in that, so I could have get on in his head at some point, because there really is no kind. You know how most of us, when we're going about life, we have some kind of like self reflection. I mean, this is a guy who went to it was a rally for Obama, and he's already really pale. He had all this sunscreen on his face. He looked like a ghost. And he's real frail, you know. His suit just sort of lumps around his bony body. And this is the guy who thinks he's hot stuff.
Hey, Steve, to his credit, he's working out. He runs.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bezos is sending selfies.
Again, there's that good
he runs, though.
What was that
he
thing?
Does
he
every
can't
morning.
Walk and
he can't walk and be peppered questions. With questions at the same time. That's his
That's right.
workout.
Yeah.
Steve, yeah. What's the strategy for, you've been releasing these things periodically, it seems like every few months. Is there a strategy to how often we leak a Fouts tape? Because I guess if you did, if you'd poured it all out at once, it'd all be over, I suppose.
It would be. It'd be over in the sense, I think, in the sense that people would have forgotten about it and he would still be going on. I'm not political, and I wouldn't get metal in this. It's up to the people who have these tapes. I don't have them. The person and the people who are giving me these recordings, because there's multiple employees, are doing it for whatever reason. I don't know what the motive is, but I'm sure that they don't want to see this guy in office anymore. I'm sure that there is something strategic, but I mean, to be fair to these guys, if they really thought they had enough on him when he was calling black people chimps, using the N-word, and calling women dried-up cunts. I mean, I think in most cities,
fuck
you're
that
done.
Shit.
You can't say that enough.
Well, you just love quoting him.
To that point, though, so you say 70, you know, he gets reelected 70-80%, but it doesn't sound like the people that work in city government under him are big fans.
No. And I mean, part of the reason was that, you know, I think it was Steinberg, I can't remember his name.
Steinberg?
Steinberg, that's right, yeah. That was a guy who had, you know, it was a patronage system in among the ranks. Now I'm pissing off everybody in Warren because you're either a Steinberg fan or you're a Fouts fan, so I guess I'm going to answer both of them. But I mean, it's a patronage system that he was running, and there wasn't a lot of really good services, but Fouts came in like the nerd he is and actually improved services, and he, in fact, diversified the top ranks. He hired a first black fire commissioner, whom he called, very fittingly for him, articulate. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, you can kind of see. But I don't know. This is a very strange situation. I think the bigger story is, why the hell are Warren residents saying they're going to put up with it? And, you know, maybe, again, they're angrier about, or I used to say that they're relieved that their trash is getting picked up in time and the potholes are getting fixed. And the secondary issues of mayor essentially thinking everybody sucks but him is it's all right. They'll put up with
What's the chance of a recall? Recalls, typically, they don't even get enough signatures to get off the ground. And if nobody in Warren wants to have a recall,
it's nothing.
I mean, my guess is that he will just float on because he'll never resign, will he?
No. This isn't a guy who would resign. No, not at all. He's not going to resign. He's said it a lot, many times. And you know, I think if there was an election held tomorrow, he'd get reelected.
Yeah, if the tape was played for every mayor resident today and they all heard every tape and they voted tomorrow, I bet they'd vote him in again.
But in the meantime, he has to give, state of the city speeches and other to empty rooms, which is interesting because the other media hasn't been very tough on him. Are you surprised that they haven't asked more questions?
Yeah, I think it's like the media is like this, you know, it's got this ADD complex, you know, they see one story and then they go to the next.
Right.
A lot, and to their credit, they don't have time anymore.
But they're more than willing if he's killing rats off 696 or, you know, saving a guy whose Christmas decorations go over a sidewalk. They're more than willing to talk about that, and he is too. So I think he actually needs them more than they need him. So why not get some answers from him?
Yeah, that's the problem with the media today, and I don't want to. I mean, and I'm talking about the local media. It's just there's not enough reporters to do the hard work, and there's the editors and the producers and the top people who, in these news organizations, who think that, you know, it's probably better to have good news rather than bad news, because maybe in the end somehow Detroit will come back and help their numbers, and their quarterly earnings will come in, and the investors will be happy.
Steve, do you know how white Warren is, the percentage?
You are fake news.
I don't. I mean, I know that it's getting more diverse every year, and especially in Southern Warren. But it was very, very, very white until in the 80s. In 1984, one of the top guys who's still in Fouts' he's actually like his second or right-hand man. In 84, told a New York Times reporter that Detroiters need to stay on the other side of 8 Mile because they don't want them here. And he also fought the integration of public school buses. So, like, this is a place that's getting older, it's getting a little more redneck. And I think
I'm looking at 2000. Steve, I'm looking at 2000. It was 90.4% white. In 1970, whites made up 99.5% of the city's total population.
As of 2014, the African American population bumped up to 15%.
I'm surprised that's high. That's that high.
Yeah.
To say with the white?
The white non-Hispanic was 74.
Wow, that is a lot of progress. I mean, considering 99.5, well, that was 50 years ago almost.
Well, don't forget it, but only 50 years ago did this couple move, was a couple that one was black and one was white, and the interracial marriage, and Warren residents tried to burn their house down and put crosses in their yard. So,
Can you get a FOIA for his, I'm sure he has a city credit card, right?
Yes, he would have a city credit card.
I said it was a long time ago. I mean, can you get
how far back?
It sounds like it was a long time ago.
I mean, I'm convinced the fact that he said that they take credit cards, I'm convinced that he actually went into one, because how else do you know that?
Thank you guys for that idea. I'm going to send a FOIA request.
You're welcome.
And the minute I get those records, I'm going to come on the show and I'll let you know what I find. Because well,
I've been walking around Amsterdam on Google, and nowhere does any of the red light buildings or windows have a credit card sticker in them.
He
would have had to have gone in, or someone did.
He did say back then.
That's true.
So maybe they had stickers. He could. I don't know, but I think it's worth.
It wasn't all that long ago that he had. But I mean, I don't know why he said back then. It was a very weird phrase. Like,
so throw you
then,
off
when we could still call black people chimps. We were able
chimpanzees.
To use,
Yeah, can you tell me mispronounces that word too? It bothers me.
Well, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this terrible. Black woman with her daughter, and they look like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, a duckish look.
That's deeply
disturbing. I'm laughing, but I mean, this is disgusting. It's really fired up listening to this. This guy has got to go. I mean, people have got to demand it. This is ugly, ugly racism. This stuff has got to end. Shit, this is why I say that, right? This shit has seriously got to end.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
The whole elongated, what the fuck, really?
And then he stared at him, too.
Who thinks like that? It's just weird.
He had a guy, Joe DeSano, worked.
We've talked to him.
Oh, you have? Yeah. So he used to say that the mayor would actually get up and start dancing like a monkey in order to, pretend like he's being black. And then would use the N-word. This kind of stuff is insane.
Wow.
Warren is very bizarre. I mean, that's really, to me, is the big part of the story. Why the hell are Warren residents okay with this? I would rather my trash not come, and I would rather that, the street was riddled with potholes than have
and
a guy who sounds like the Dearborn Mayor Orville. This is another very popular mayor at one time who was very racist.
His statue was just taken down, Orville Hubbard, who was a blatant racist, and his statue was up until just, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I remember this one kid in my class, I told you some years ago, he said, we have a party store. He says, my dad have rules. What are they? Only two nigger at a time.
No, that was not me on the tape.
Well, Steve, it's quite a release, this tape, and also this new breaking news that he took the Fifth when asked if his voice is indeed on those tapes.
Confirming what we all knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. And the Motor City Muckraker, a great story for you guys. Congratulations on that. And please keep us up to speed on this.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the show. Oh. Thanks a lot for having me. And I'm going to put the selfless promotion in again, because this is really important. What Charlie LaDuff and I are working on, the series about how these crime statistics are really
fake.
They're fake. And the problem is people are really dying. This is a very serious problem. So I appreciate your guys' attention to this kind of stuff. It's always fun to have a little laugh out of something that's just so appalling. You got to laugh or cry.
I know.
Or punch something in some cases.
It's really distressing, but try to maybe work our way around it with a little humor and make it a little more interesting to listen to. But it's still there's the story on Motor City Muckraker. Congratulations, at least for breaking this again. Another story like this, Steve.
Get those credit card receipts.
Yeah, that'd be
serious.
I will, and I will.
swear, when I get those, we'll find out how much, if any, money Warren spent on him going to the Netherlands. And I promise, Drew McIntyre, I will be on your show the minute I find out.
Who else? You know, you never know what else you might find there, too.
Yeah, that's right.
True on those credit cards.
Massages.
Bring it, Steve. Thanks so much again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pat.
All right, Steve Neveling.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Motor City Muckraker. And you know this business of Layla, God almighty, the shortage of reporters, the news outlets we count on.
It works to the advantage of people who get away with stuff like that. So
yeah, not as many people watching them.
Nope.
Well, I plead the fifth.
And then and the news.
Yeah.
Prostitutes.
Hey, baby, you looking for a party?
All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm going to pay for a blowjob and I got to pay for a goddamn hotel room, too? Well, that just seems like I'm spending too much money for nothing. I got a house. You can just get your ass over here and I can just do the blowjob here.
You can picture that dude walking around Amsterdam in the red light district. Oh, gross.
You picture it, and then it makes me feel really sorry for those poor hookers.
They don't care. It's their job.
Look at me, Mom. I feel like I could go off like in that.
It's actual audio, I think.
But you only
paid
for an hour, baby.
Oh, right. No, but if I had paid for more than I could... Oh, God.
Let it all out. Let a good return on that dollar. Oh, that's it. Go on, get it.
That's a recreation of an alleged incident.
On a Dilly Sullivan phone.
Yeah, Mayor Fouts' trip to Amsterdam. Allegedly.
I like one of the Facebook comments, one of the first ones was,
yeah.
I'm not all dried up.
Oh, it's really a weird thing to say. Almost all the
I'm
stuff he
says
is weird.
I'm not dried up either.
Except for the fuck that shit.
Well, that's his coolest moment by far.
It really is.
Wow. Hey, it was nice seeing the Facebook comments on the screen. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
We're working on stuff. Are we still on?
No. We just got off.
That's okay. We got it in. You know, I wanted to... The reason I wanted to talk about Bezos and some of their stuff earlier is because there's so much... There's new R. Kelly stuff today. I mean, it just... I think people are interested, but it's a little wearying. Today, who's French Montana? I don't even know who this is.
He is a rapper who used to date... one of the Kardashians, the big one. What's the big one? Courtney? Chloe.
Chloe.
Yeah, OG. OG's daughter.
Yeah, that's
French Montana and Kanye both made statements, and
he's related to Joe.
So one of these things.
The French.
He's Joe's cousin.
One of these things when you know,
thank
everyone.
You. Thank
has
you, Brandon.
I know who Joe Montana is.
Oh, my God, I didn't get that till
And I know who French Montana... I've seen French Montana.
Hey,
I'm aware that he probably is not his cousin.
Are you just mad that I'm directing attention to my bad joke?
No, I just thought you were suggesting that no one got it. I did get it.
Is that his given name, do you think, or did he pick out the two weirdest
I think he's from France, believe it or not.
Oh, French Montana?
I think he is, actually.
Really? Well, anyway, this to me points out that this is one of the advantages to everyone speaking, everyone having a voice, which normally I highly object to. In this case, we find out how many people are out there who just don't get it. And these guys are artists, so it's a little different. But I'm stunned. I can't believe they don't have enough people around them to stop them from saying things so stupid. French Montana saying, let R. Kelly enjoy his legacy. Whatever happened, happened.
Oh, get it?
God.
He won in court. Whatever. They did Michael Jackson like that.
Whatever happened to happen?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You got to be fucking kidding me.
He has since then kind of.
Let him enjoy
it.
His legacy. His legacy of molesting 16-year-olds? What legacy are we talking about here?
He started walking it back, saying, "Oh, well, of course I support the women."
Oh yeah, you really support them.
It is honestly the least thing you could say about the R. Kelly situation is I support the women.
Yeah, but how far are you going to go to support the women, or will you just say that? There's
no
support
if
you don't have law enforcement actively investigating this.
And then Kanye West is in church. Mm-hmm. I guess is he a preacher too?
Probably.
I didn't know this.
Probably.
Kanye said something to the effect of, they want the art from the artist. Then they do something erratic, and then the full documentaries come out on them.
Something erratic? Is that how he's describing?
Exactly.
Pedophilia
something
and sex?
Erratic.
Yeah, okay.
But he goes on to say, they want all the music. Let's take Da Vinci out of the Louvre. I mean, he's being sarcastic there. Da Vinci was arrested, I guess, for having sex with underage boys in the day.
Probably.
Whoa.
Leo. And to be honest, as far as that Da Vinci goes, I think it's interesting that he brought Da Vinci up. It's funny when Kanye says something dumb, there's always something smart within it.
Well, because you know what's funny?
Let's take Da Vinci down. No, Da Vinci's dead, okay? So it really doesn't matter. Da Vinci doesn't matter. We're 100 years later. Do we really care that he had sex with boys? I don't know. I kind of do, but I kind of, it's like, he's not having sex with underage boys now.
His music's not going anywhere. R. Kelly's music still exists. People just want justice for crimes he committed.
And the problem with,
you want to go charge Da Vinci, go ahead and charge him then. I don't care, but his art will still be there.
Well, that's the same thing
as Jackson. Jackson's art will still be there.
Yeah. Right. And somebody was objecting on TMZ. I was watching. They had a long conversation about it. And I think people talking about this, it's really good in a way because you find out how everyone thinks, and there's some scary things that people think, and there's some more direct things that other people think. I don't know. The whole thing is a very interesting subject. But Kim Kardashian then tries to walk it back by saying, he's speaking about his own experiences. Kanye?
He is.
She's trying to cover for him again.
What?
In other words, because he said he liked Trump and people wanted to stop listening to his music and unfollow him and all that.
I think those two things are comparable.
No, they're not. They're not even close.
I just love Trump. That's my boy.
As far as the art, by the way, I think what he's suggesting is, you know, this muting the artist is somehow wrong. You know, the people want the music. Let them have the music. Well, if he has the art, if RCA puts out records and Spotify has him streaming and promotions people are out there pushing his records and they reach the top of the charts, then he has resources. He has money. He has lawyers. He can pay off girls. I don't think it's right. I mean, he should be. I agree with both these guys, I think, are from the school of, I haven't been convicted of anything. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But we know better.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
This is it's so weird to me that we somehow can't make the court system work for wealthy people. Hasn't the court system become so fucking upside down where if you have money, your justice is so different?
It's always been that way.
Not always. It's worse. It's worse all the time.
That way.
I mean, honestly, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember the day. I know the OJ trial was early in this. Jury consultants.
Yeah.
There didn't used to be jury consultants. There's nothing in the. Is there something in the law about jury consultants?
I thought there always were jury consultants. There weren't
the concept
until
of order. I mean, that's
also the plot of Count David Wimp's favorite TV show.
Let me look that up. I'm curious. I don't recall jury consultants.
Show card ball.
Doesn't matter. Does it matter?
Yeah, I think it does matter.
I think money.
You're
I think
picking
money,
a jury that's favorable to your side when whether you're guilty or innocent. That's wrong. It
but
should
I think
be,
courts, just by nature, have always favored rich people. They make the rules, man.
They get the best attorneys, though. Tom Mesro.
Exactly.
You can't beat Tom Mesro. You can't beat him. Trial consultants, scientific jury selection. Wikipedia. Okay, here we go. I truly believe you, Wikipedia. I trust Wikipedia with all my heart.
Why wouldn't
scientific jury selection use of social science techniques and expertise to choose favorable juries during criminal or civil trial? Let's see if I got a history here. History and use.
You could have just watched Runaway Jury and found out all you needed to know about this.
What's that? What's Runaway Jury? Is that a movie?
It is.
Or is it a documentary?
No, it's a movie.
Who's in it?
Gene Hackman.
What?
Dustin Hoffman. It was a John Grisham movie.
Okay. In this case, they referenced the Joan Little trial.
Great trial.
Where defense attorneys use an astrologer to help choose the jury. So obviously, it's not something that's always gone on. They reference in 1972, the Harrisburg 7 trial. Social scientists use demographic characteristics to identify biases in favor of conviction. The consultants in the case had conducted surveys that indicate women and Democrats would make defense-friendly jurors, and religious, the religious, those with college degrees and Reader's Digest subscriptions would be better for the prosecution. Should we really be socially engineering our juries? Should both sides be doing this? Shouldn't we just have 12 people?
Well, I've always hated the fact that you're not supposed to know anything about the case, because with really big cases, how big of a dope do you have to be to not know about them? Like, how do you find somebody that didn't know about the OJ trial?
I don't think that's... It's insane. What kind of a person are you talking about? You're talking about a person that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, you're talking about a person who has no interest in it, and they're going to decide something as opposed to somebody who might take an interest in it. Awesome.
Jury,
why can't you be biased? The jury unbiased if you know something.
The jury consultant. The jury consultant business was picked up dramatically by the O.J. Simpson murder trial. Criminologist Joel and Demetrius used surveys to determine the ideal defense juror demographic: black women. Analyze and judge the prospective jurors' answers to a questionnaire and response in body language. This is bullshit. Now, they should ask jurors questions, but they shouldn't have some expert who's able to frame. I mean, you only need one maverick juror to say not guilty, and they look for mavericks. You don't want a fucking maverick on a jury like that lady that let Bobby Ferguson go.
Yeah.
She just said, nope, not convict him. Nope, doesn't matter. What'd you say? And she even referenced jury nullification. Mm-hmm. And turns out she committed a felony, and she lied and had no business being on the jury, which, of course, didn't matter in the end, but annoying, 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 annoying. So anyway, as far as French Montana and Kanye West, I bet we would be stunned at how many people say would agree that let him have his legacy, just let him be happy, like Captain Kangaroo said to Mike, just let him be happy. Really.
Right.
Meanwhile, they got welfare checks on two girls, not one girlfriend, two girlfriends who are, I think, one of them's 19 and one of them's 21. They've been with them for a long time though, because they haven't talked to their families in a long time. So there's at least two. There's probably more.
I'll never forget. Remember we had Jim DeRogatis on, and that's the argument. Can you separate the art from the artist? And
that argument's not important. The artist is molesting children. You know, if you want to listen to his music, you're going to listen to his music. But can we at least fucking stop this shit?
But what he said I thought was really interesting. He said that yeah, you absolutely can, until the art starts becoming about that, until he starts doing, you know, songs like
he is about. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots?
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? And the difference between him and Leo da Vinci is Leo never did a sculpture of him boo-hooing a boy. So
that's exactly
he was arrested
point.
Too. I can we look up da Vinci? I want to know more about
them. This is the first time I'm ever hearing
again, about Kanye it. Making me think, is Kanye just making something up here? I don't know. I'm just repeating verbatim what was said on TMZ today, which is probably not the right thing to do.
They can both exist. He's going to have his legacy of music, but he's also should probably have justice and served to him for the crimes that he's committed.
My question is, was Da Vinci stopped from having sex with little boys? That's what I want to know.
Mute Da Vinci?
I don't think Da Vinci's getting...
is there a mute L Da Vinci...
I don't think he's getting a lot out of being in the Louvre hashtag. Right now. But did they nail that cocksucker? I didn't mean that because he apparently
literal
boys. Yeah. I guess you can't say that anymore, can you?
No.
What if it's
cocksucker? Corksucker.
Corksucker.
Zip used to do a character and he always said, corksucker. You corksucker.
That's great.
A smoking gun has a video on their site of R. Kelly producing Aaliyah when she's 14, because his defense now is that she forged a birth certificate. I didn't know. Well, in the video, he's touring someone around his studio and says, I'm producing this girl right now. She's really young. She's only 14. And what do you know? He married her the next year. So apparently he either thought 1 year was equal to 4 years, or he didn't care.
I think Kanye read this part of Wikipedia where it says
If it's off Wikipedia, Trudy, it's golden.
His most intimate relationships were with his pupils. Both passionate and loving. It has been claimed that these relationships were of a sexual erotic nature.
Oh. Was he arrested? Is that true?
Is it illegal?
It may not have been illegal, though. I mean, because Greeks...
Hey, different times.
...routinely kind of didn't... I mean, isn't that... Zuv studied that in college.
What, Greeks banging?
Trudy, are you saying that you get history from Zuvs and from movies?
What was the... Was it Aristotle?
Oh, they all boofed.
Routinely.
They did.
Right? He's trying to think back Zuvs? To what I might be saying, but...
How much was Plato banging Aristotle?
Zuv seems to be checking out of this one.
Like some of the Greek philosophers, there was a presumption that you had.
Yeah, Socrates. Sort of, did he boof Plato?
Wait, I would never know the order of those guys that Plato
was. One of
was,
them was one's pupil.
I think it was Socrates and then Socrates.
Socrates.
Yeah. No, Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato? I don't know.
Is it Playdo?
Brandon, was that on Wikipedia?
No.
Plato, yes. Don't leave it out too long.
Leonardo and three other young men were charged with sodomy in an incident involving a well-known male prostitute. So, but that was a prostitute.
Socrates taught Plato, who taught Aristotle, who taught Alexander the Great.
Oh,
see. They had sodomy laws back then?
Apparently.
Really?
I guess. Yeah.
Even though all the sodomy that was committed was consensual?
It was according to Socrates' taxi driver.
Socrates. Socrates. That's Bill and Ted.
I know. Isn't it vintage Bill and Ted?
It's amazing to me, though, that with all of the social media and everything that is blown up, that people like Kanye and French Montana would actually speak with so little forethought about something like this, and then it gets out there and people go, oh, my God! And then it's like, oh, no, my thoughts are with the victims always.
I support
when
the
I
women.
Said, let RK enjoy his legacy, I was thinking about the victims, of course.
Isn't that, though, typical Kanye trying to get stay in the limelight or be scandalized continually so he's in the news?
I don't know.
He looks for a burning building and runs into it.
Yeah, maybe. But I tend to believe he believes what he says.
I think he does, too, and I do think he says some crazy things. He says some interesting things, too. I'm generally, if Kanye's talking, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Either because I can't believe he's saying it or because, it's an interesting thought. Even his crazy TMZ rant, he said some interesting, thought-provoking things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the jury is on Kanye West. I guess just that he's very unpredictable, and he makes some great music.
Speaking of the judicial system, Fonda Evans is retiring?
No.
Yeah, well, Channel 4 just did a story on it.
Mm.
Wow.
I believe she's on Charlie's second or third podcast. Yeah. And Charlie tried to ask her some very difficult questions. She did not.
There comes a time when we have to make a decision. Do we turn the page or do we close the book?
No, don't close it.
Well, it's time now for me.
To close
the book.
What?
On being your Third Circuit judge.
What about turning the page?
Yeah, leaving the bench but not leaving work. Evan says she plans to go into private practice at a local law firm and in fact
turning
promised
the page.
That she will remain.
She has quite a Twitter presence.
She also, there's been a lot said about her making her own hours and not showing up. And submitting false attendance reports and some other things. So I don't know if we may have, I don't know what we have here. Maybe there was some pressure. I'm sure we'll hear a little more about that. But, you know, again, this is why I think what LaDuff is doing is so good, is because there aren't that many people really pursuing some of these stories that...
Public employees.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, Rob Walchek's doing great things. Elric does it too. And I know Kevin Dietz. Is digging on stuff, and Channel 7 has a couple really good guys, but there used to be a lot more, and there were a lot more at the newspaper, too. Yeah. I mean, think of all of the stories the newspaper used to break, and now when we see one in the paper, it's always like, did you see? I mean, it's like a big deal.
Right. But they used to be defined by delivering news like that, and now they're just sort of following it.
Yeah.
Sort of chasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a lot of people working on stuff. It wasn't like getting tomorrow's free press or news out was the big concern. It was, well, we've got this and this and this coming down the road because he's working on this. You know, there were some a lot of long form pieces that were really pretty powerful.
I'm surprised somebody doesn't do something like that, because the sports internet on the sports on the internet's kind of gone that route where it's like, okay, we'll let other people handle breaking news and scores and box scores, but there are some, like The Athletic, will do deep dives and long stories and investigative reporting.
Well, we
you think somebody in the news industry would do that. Instead of paying reporters to do, you know, AP type stories that they could just pick up from the wire, get some investigators. The news still has some people.
Yeah, there are some.
Robert Snell and George Hunter.
They're doing some really good work. But it sure seemed like they were in Teresa.
The free pass. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
She's rough. She's tough.
You're talking three people.
I know. I wish more names jumped into my head, but they don't. Yeah. And their staffs are smaller, and they're asking people to take pay cuts now or leave. I mean, think of Wojo taking a buyout. You know Wojo could write some great stuff for another 10, 15 years at least. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as he can stand on 2 feet. Or he can get his hands on the keyboard. His fingers aren't too big for the keyboard. Wojo writes some really good stuff. I mean, I hate the idea of him taking a buyout, but I'm sure he has to consider it. I bet he doesn't. No. Anybody know?
No.
I have no idea.
No.
I have no idea.
Hey. I could text him, but he'd say, I can't come on your podcast.
No.
Why can't Wojo come on our podcast? Doesn't that seem silly?
Conflict of interest.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
I'm sure that's what somebody told him. Is he talking about it on 97.1?
I don't know.
Brandon, search on Wojo, see if there's anything on that. Because they named three pretty important sports writers, and they were all being asked to take a pay cut or a buyout.
Was it Henning and Krupa were the other two?
Yeah, Lynn Henning and Greg Krupa.
Neil Rubin.
Rubes.
Rubes!
The old Rube.
Did you intend to talk about Jamie Kloss again?
Yeah, the basement of Skank.
The pictures.
Is there one kidnapper who's fastidious for crying out loud? Wouldn't you think there'd be one guy who would keep a nice room for the person they've kidnapped? I mean, go, you know what? We got a marble bathroom in here. We've got these beautiful showers. You got a bidet.
Clear.
Used to be R. Kelly, but no more. I mean,
the clear advantage to that, we were talking about this before, Trudy and I were, is that clean up that place, and maybe you'll have a little Stockholm syndrome kick in, and she won't want to leave after 3 months. Which I don't blame her. She wasn't escaping the kidnapper. She was escaping that house of Skank.
Oh, that house was nasty. By the way, when you look at the living room, there's like three table lamps just randomly around a box fan.
Pick your place up,
just
Patterson.
Crap everywhere. But,
what a slob. You'd think he'd clean the place up.
They think.
Unless you know the pictures are coming out after you get busted, so you'd want to have a clean place. So at least they don't say, look at this house of Skank.
He basically has admitted now, and do you want the details as to what he did?
Sure.
So, yeah, he shot James Kloss in the head in the entry of the home, which we knew because he answered the door and just shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to tear down the door of the bathroom to find Jamie and her mom embraced in the bathtub.
And why? Because he saw her getting on a school bus and was like, there's the girl I'm going to take.
Yeah, and then,
you know.
He restrained Jamie with duct tape, shot her mother in the head.
God, just pop this fucking guy off. I mean, honestly, even if he confessed to something he didn't do, he should be popped off just for thinking up the confession.
Yep, he planned to kill anyone that was in the home because he could not leave any eyewitnesses behind. They talk about how they arrested him.
A little dog tried to save
somebody
the
got
day.
A shot in.
Yep. A dog tried to save the day?
A little dog. It kind of looked like Little Bill. He tried to bark and warn everybody. But
stated in the report he worked at Saputo Cheese Factory south of Almena for 2 days before quitting. His drive to the cheese factory on one of the two mornings that he worked there, that's when he saw that school bus and watched Jamie get on. He had no idea who she was, and he didn't know who even lived at the house or how many people lived at the house. So he did no reconnaissance. He admitted that, that was the one he wanted to take. In preparation, he purchased a black-colored type mask from Walmart as part of his plan to conceal his identity when he took her. We knew he shaved every hair off his body, too. He drove to the Kloss home twice with the intent to kidnap her before October 15th when he did take her. He admitted 1 week before he went through this plans to kidnap Jamie. He drove to the house, but there were all kinds of cars in the driveway, and it scared him off. 2 days later, he drove to the Claus home and noticed the lights were around the house, and people were walking around the house, so that's when he decided not to do it that time. One of the nights prior to his third trip, he stated he drove a few miles down the road, stole license plate off of a vehicle parked in a yard because he didn't want to get stopped or spotted with his own license plate on his car, which is kind of weird. I mean, if they weren't looking for him. He disconnected the dome light in his vehicle so that when he exited or entered
OJ did that too, and then he got blood on it when he plugged it back in.
What an idiot!
The cold blood on it.
He also
opened in that car.
He also removed the trunk light and what he described as the glow-in-the-dark kidnapping cord. You know, you've seen that in a trunk, right?
Yeah.
If you get locked in a trunk, the thing glows in the dark, so you can pop it open. Yeah. Before the horrific murder and the abduction, he took his father's 12-gauge pump shotgun, selected that gun because he had done research, and he knew that brand of shotgun, the Mossberg, was one of the most heavily manufactured or owned shotguns and assumed it would be more difficult to trace. He also knew it would inflict the most damage on somebody and kill them.
Did you see he had people over his house after he kidnapped her?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
He
had guests over. He would hide her under his bed. Boxing her in with totes and laundry bins, and then put barbells up next to him.
Oh my God!
Wipe down the guns.
Wait, who is he entertaining in that house of skank?
Other losers.
Good God!
Such a good question. Yeah. Come on, tell us the rest of the story, Patterson.
Yep, shaved his face, all the hair off his head and body, showered before he left the house.
That's an awesome look.
Yep, brown-colored leather steel-toe work boots, regular blue jeans, black-colored jacket, had the black mask on, and work gloves.
Don't his friends say, hey, why did you shave all the hair off your body?
Well, he's so fucking weird, they probably say, oh, there's Patterson being a weirdo.
Because he's got a lot of chest hair, so he shaved that.
I'm sure he thought he was hot, too, so.
I wonder if he got rid of his eyebrows. That makes you know.
Yeah, you're busted by an eyebrow hair.
As he was walking up the sidewalk, he noticed the father standing in the picture window, which he indicated was to the left of the front door. Patterson claims that the dad had a flashlight and was shining it outside. Mm. Patterson then states that he hollered at James to get on the ground. See, I think he's lying about this part, but James kept shining the light and looking outside. He then approached the front steps, opened the storm door, and then pounded on the wooden door. I think he's making all that up. I think he just surprised him and killed him. Mm.
It was a big day for Elizabeth Smart. She was on all three morning shows.
I saw that. Yeah. And did you have any thought about her being like giving advice to the 13? Did you have any thoughts about that?
I'm uncomfortable with that whole concept of her giving advice.
I mean, I understand it's really nice, but her parents weren't killed.
No.
I mean, this is really different.
I know. In some ways, can she say?
There's also a difference in how long she waited to escape. 3 months versus how long was she gone?
Jane Class 3, yeah.
Nine.
By the way, they pointed out there were some people who said derogatory things about her. I think Robin brought that into the conversation, and I was like, Dave Chappelle!
Oh, God. Probably, yeah.
The Chappelle bit about...
It's such a great bit.
The little girl.
People said derogatory things about Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah, who gnawed through her restraints and got out, climbed out of a basement, clawed her way out.
Wasn't she like 100 yards from her house, too?
Yes. Right. Elizabeth Smart.
Remember in Utah last year, 15-year-old girl Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped, and then they finally found her, and the whole country was relieved. And I was the only one saying, damn, she wasn't that smart after all. Not because she got kidnapped. That could happen to anybody. I'm not knocking her for that. I'm just saying, if you kidnapped me when I was 15... You gotta take me further than 8 miles away from my house, man. God damn. You can't hold me prisoner around shit I recognize. I'll break away. I'll break away. I mean, nigga, that's my bus stop. I know where I'm at. I'm going home.
I feel bad laughing. So funny.
She was missing for 6 months, 8 miles away from my house. That's two exits, man. That's nothing.
Two exits.
And while she was missing, during this half a year that this girl is missing, there's a 7-year-old black girl gets kidnapped in Philadelphia. Nobody knows her name. They might have talked about her 2 or 3 times on the news, but she should have been the top story. because she chewed through the ropes and had both of these jail in 45 minutes flat. 7 years old. I'm not making this up.
45 minutes.
The two crackheads kidnapped her and took her back to the crack house and tied her up. And then they left her. The crackheads, they gotta make moves. Crack smoke, chocolate to eat. These motherfucking moves, it was out. But as soon as they left, this little girl got the nibbling. She was kidnapped at 4 o'clock and at home watching herself on the news at 5:30. That shit is crazy. That's a news story. That is a news story.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Terrible story.
He also, the day she escaped, he's like, I'm going to be gone for 5 to 6 hours. So she knew she had a block of time to escape.
He said he's going to be gone for, where the hell is he going?
I don't know.
But you never know. She might have played him, you know. She might have maybe had him think that she's on his side now. She's getting Stockholm Syndrome. She wants to be with him. And maybe he felt more comfortable. You never know.
Maybe if you picked up that dump.
You really think it's in the housekeeping?
Well, it's another incentive to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, the scruffy mattress, gross. Yeah.
Oh. Live under a bed.
Right.
And the filthy linens.
Ugh.
Yeah. I couldn't see the linens in the picture, but they said they were filthy. Gross.
Yeah, come on, your house sucks.
That bothered me. I wanted to see how filthy they were. They didn't show them.
And apparently there were some soft toys. What'd they mean, stuffed animals?
Yeah, there were stuffed animals.
Sounded like they were gross, too. What does he do to his stuffed animals? Well, how does a stuffed animal get gross?
God, I don't want to think about it.
Because
Mags and Layla have had a couple stuffed animals they sort of run around with. They don't look that gross.
Are they banging them like Patterson was?
No. Not that I know of.
Mags and Layla.
What
all the neighbors busy saying that, oh, well, he seemed like a regular person, that whole thing. So no one knew he was a creep when he was younger. But I had a moment when he worked at the Jenny O plant, and I'm like, I eat that kind of turkey.
It honestly is the best turkey.
It is really.
It really is.
Was that where he worked for 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brandon, is the guy, the phone number is for the guy who called 911 on the prostitutes in the Brandon Prep?
Cleveland
number. Oh, wow. You know what? Yeah, and I totally forgot what I even sent you. I was like, what are you talking
about? He's 79.
He was complaining that he didn't get his money's worth, and so he called 911 on the two prostitutes he hired.
$500, yeah.
And I thought your prep said that he was very outspoken.
Yeah.
He said that while the hookers did perform some sexual services, the duo failed to meet his expectations.
Yeah, we can try this guy. His name is William.
He said in the 911 call that he was in the process of getting robbed by two ladies who took $500 from his wallet. So he lied on the 911 call.
While you're looking that up, Brandon.
They're both African-American females.
One of our audience members said that Mark could not enter an agreement to pay for cable if he was a minor.
Oh!
Since Mark didn't realize it was a crime and or he couldn't enter the contract, the statute doesn't start until Mark realizes it's a crime. Mark should get his cash back.
For my brother?
Yes.
You
know, you think it's hell, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure my brother will say that,
he thinks that
there's no proof of it.
He thinks that, was that Jeff? Who
yeah,
charged you for
Danny.
Cable?
Yeah.
He thought that he was trying to redirect the NDA questions over text to throw off his cable deal from way back.
Well, he didn't know we were having that conversation.
There are statute of limitations on that case, though.
Let's see.
Cable fraud.
Yeah, that's.
He would just deny it. Now it's his word versus mine, which will hold way more weight.
90 Day Fiance 2, breaking news. Larissa arrested for the third time.
Oh.
And.
Shocker.
Colty is divorcing Larissa.
Colty.
Aw,
man.
She
puts an E on everything.
Are you bummed out because it wasn't in real time? You weren't able to watch this?
It was disturbing to watch the reunion show with Larissa on it, bumming everyone out, by the way.
So what time's her departure?
I mean, I don't know.
She should be shown
the door.
The air right now, and that should be another show on that network.
I agree.
Larissa, departure.
I think if he annuls the marriage, she will be deported.
And he better, oh man, before she gets on that plane, he better buy her some flowers.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the ultimate.
Oh, yeah.
She was so pissed he didn't greet her with flowers, so he should send her on her way with a nice bouquet.
She was such a nightmare. I couldn't believe she, by the way, she assaulted him because she thought he was watching porn.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she put blood, she scratched herself, she put fake. Blood on her face and called the cops.
And the cops said, knew right away.
No, you got long nails. He doesn't have nails. You scratched yourself. And they cleaned her face up and there were no scratches on her face.
Ah. Now get to the airport.
Get out of here.
Go back to Brazil.
So what broke the whole blissful marriage up then?
Three assaults.
Yeah.
Three police visits for assault.
I bet his
on
mom
her
is
part.
His mom is relieved.
Oh, yeah,
and she wouldn't move the slot machine.
No, thank God she didn't.
Give him a shot, William.
Yeah, let's call William.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
It's because he's getting so many calls.
You have a number and a different area code for him.
Oh, I didn't think you'd notice that.
540, isn't that Blacksburg, Virginia?
I can't help what he's listening.
And he ran off to Blacksburg?
Let me see. He's a
from Cleveland?
Fan. Let me look that up. I could swear that's Blacksburg.
It is Virginia.
Ryan William.
Roanoke.
Mm. Ryan William.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Message RNK 22. The number you have called is no longer in service.
No.
Okay, so the number of the former resident of Roanoke or Blacksburg is not home. Someone who was not William Betts.
That first number was totally correct.
He just didn't set up his voicemail. That's possible for a 79-year-old dude.
Definitely.
Okay.
I won't take the L.
How far in are we, Brandon?
150.
150, okay. God, I almost hate bringing this story up. I'm just tired of this topic. Well, all right, I'll bring it up. Because it's the same, this underage, what is going on with molestation stories? It just seems like there's a slew of them, doesn't it?
Yeah, lately.
Okay, the Michigan gymnastics program mm-hmm. has to fire a guy who was, I
girl.
Think he was out.
Yeah.
No, they hired, didn't they fire a guy who was an All-American
coach?
And he became the coach?
It was a woman. She was at Florida before?
No, remember the coach who was having sex with the gymnast?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm sorry.
That was, my understanding was part of the reason this woman was hired was to replace this guy. This story was totally weird because the guy was like a Michigan superstar, you know, one of these probably in the Michigan Hall of Fame because he was an All-American gymnast, I believe 2 years, and I think he was captain 3 years.
Michigan!
He's a coach, 39 years old, I believe, and he was having sex with one of the current gymnasts who was of age. They did, of course, he was arrested for having sex with her in public, and the paper didn't name her because it was a power relationship.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And I was like,
this.
Wait, when did this term come into newspapering? I thought that was just bizarre because she's an adult. In other words, if you can prove that you had public sex with your coach, then they won't print your name in the paper. But if you're just a regular 18-year-old girl having sex with a 39-year-old dude you met at the bar, then you will have be named in the paper.
Right, because you're a subordinate of his.
I thought that was very strange. Not that I wanted her to be named and be humiliated. I'm sure she's having a tough enough time as it is. Anyway, so they hire, and you know, I'm not sure this is absolutely true, but there were multiple stories on this. One of the stories suggested that this gymnastics consultant they hired, who used to work at USA Gymnastics, which seems like a bad idea to start with, that she was helping to replace this guy who had banged the gymnast.
Oh.
Now, they alleged that they had heavily vetted this hire and that four of the girls on the team were asked, and they all said, oh, absolutely, she'd be great, and they tweeted out they were so happy to have her there. But then after she was there for 3 days or 2 days, Allie Reisman says that she reported abuse to her with USA Gymnastics, and so did Maggie Nichols. And I don't know what she did or didn't do with the information, but I didn't get contacted by the FBI for over a year. Well, her response to this is that she was investigated by USA Gymnastics and the FBI, and she testified in front of Congress, and her mistake was she reported to her superior, and her superior apparently destroyed the files. Uh-huh. There was a file of, I don't know, who knows how many women or girls, and the file was destroyed. That person is in all kinds of shit. This woman, her name is
Fain.
Fain. Is Fain her last name?
Yeah.
She was cleared. And this is another one of those cases where, you know, I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. And I would say Michigan, anyway, Michigan let her go. Michigan said, we're sorry we hired her. We shouldn't have hired her. And bye. And the did you ever read the comments on this story?
No.
Oh, wow.
They were all over the place.
Really?
There were a lot of people saying she should sue the shit out of Michigan. She didn't do anything wrong, you know, which sort of falls in the, R. Kelly was never arrested. I mean, you know, although in this case, I think they're charging anybody they can because the people involved aren't R. Kelly's. They're not Michael Jackson's. They're just regular people who coach gymnastics or who work for USA Gymnastics and are like, oh, but Larry Nassar's a USA Gymnastics. He's a superstar. It couldn't have happened. And Larry Nassar, by the way, he also fooled two police departments. He was investigated by two police departments he fooled. So, but that's not enough. People feel that all these people in the chain should be charged or should not be allowed to work again or whatever they want. And you've got these gymnasts out there like Allie Reisman who feel that, you know, I'm not going to stand for this. Now,
but there's other women that were affected by Nassar that like her.
Well, yeah, somebody
are applauding her. There was one.
The four gymnasts on the UM team are angry that she was let go.
Yeah, but I think wasn't one a victim of Nassar? I thought I had read that.
I'm starting to lose like what I read in comments and what I read in the story because there were three stories and the stories were very different in the way they treated this subject.
Yeah.
Which was also very weird.
Name is Rhonda Fain. Now, how long was she?
A week.
It was 1 week that she was employed?
I thought it was 3 days. It was not very long.
Okay.
And three regents apparently were contacted by this gymnast. And Allie Reisman's quote, by the way, I reported my abuse to her, and so did Maggie Nichols, and I don't know what she did or didn't do with that information. Well, wait a second. What does that mean? But I didn't get contacted by the FBI for over a year. Now, do we know? Remember, two police agencies cleared Larry Nassar.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody throwing them in jail. There are parents who were told, I'm being molested, mom and dad, by Larry Nassar. And their parents didn't do anything. So Larry Nassar is a very diabolical son of a bitch. And I don't know if he fooled this Fain.
But I think even more to that point, is she claims, which I don't know if this really is true or not, that she, well, you mentioned it, that she told her superior.
She told her superior.
She just, her, you know, fatal flaw was that she didn't go to the police.
Well, put yourself in her position, though.
Yeah.
Larry Nassar is a USA Gymnastics superstar. And I don't know. I'm not sure I see the other side. I can see Michigan.
That she couldn't go to law enforcement if people told her that.
Oh, she Nassar could. She could have.
But we don't know.
Let's just say Larry Nassar didn't do anything, and all of a sudden it's like, look what you fucking did, Fain! I mean, she reports it to her superior. It's their job. You know, many may say it's her job, too, but, you know, hey, parents didn't report it.
I understand that, but if you were a gymnast, and you're, if this is what happened, and you told her that, hey, Nassar is, you know, touching me, you would be quite disappointed that she wouldn't do more than
maybe. Let's say you're a grad assistant. You're a fucking nobody there. And you go to the head coach and you say, I'm just for purposes of example, and you go to the head coach and say, you know, I'm just a grad assistant here. This is what your gymnast told me. And, you know, you better talk to her. And that coach buries it. Is it the grad assistant's fault? What does she know that? Does she know what happened above her head? Is it her job to follow up and say, but I know she's telling the truth and you're wrong and I'm going to the police? I mean, people do have jobs.
I don't know if she's...
I think there
is a chain.
I mean, honestly, when people...
Is that position
people,
a mandatory reporter? I don't know. A coach?
I'm not sure what the law is there. I just know if you report it to your superior, you would assume they would know the right thing to do.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, there are things that come down the pike to me where, hey, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? And we can't just always, I mean, I've been in that position where,
now you're talking about coming down the pike versus they allegedly told her that he was doing it, firsthand.
I've been told things that I believe, that I absolutely believe, but I still, at the same time, I feel like, geez, I don't know if I can talk about this.
Who molested someone that you know?
Well, maybe not molestation, off the top of my head, just a lot of things. But you do have responsibility before you do something like that to know that it's true or to have some, I mean, it's very tricky territory. Again, these people, some of these people told their parents and their parents didn't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. Should their parents be in trouble? I mean, aren't you supposed to report that? If somebody's parent, if they tell you, I was molested.
No more kids for you.
I'm just saying.
I'm serious. I think the more interesting.
I mean, it's very common. Do you know how many people have been molested and have told their parents and nothing has happened?
Yeah.
And nobody, it's a fucking relative who's still doing it? And it happens all the time. Those people don't go to jail. I mean, they're allowed to have a life.
But that's what I was saying about the mandatory reporting law. You know, if you're a teacher, I think a healthcare provider, you have to tell the police.
How about a parent? Why doesn't a parent have to tell police?
I think the assumption is that they would, but
I think so too. But I mean, we're splitting hairs here.
No, I know, but I think it's interesting, and I don't know the particulars with her.
If
she was directly told by a victim, I think that does matter. But what's interesting is there are people, and the tweet from the student assistant coach said, "Please remember, a few of us on the team were affected by Larry Nassar, and if we can stand up and say we're happy to have Rhonda with us, then you can be happy for us." In other words, you're believing some of the survivors of Nassar, but the other survivors' voice doesn't matter. It's just kind of weird. Now, as far as the university
goes, she testified in front of Congress. She was cleared by the FBI. She was investigated by USA Gymnastics and the FBI. So, I mean, this person can apparently never work again because she's mixed up in Nassar, like a lot of people are.
There is that image problem.
Oh, honestly,
would you want to hire anybody who's associated with Larry Nassar?
No, I'm not sure I would hire someone from USA Gymnastics right now. I would think it'd be very hard for anyone from USA Gymnastics to get hired.
Yeah, if you worked with Nassar, yeah.
But she was hired.
Yeah.
Should she be fired? I mean, good luck getting another job, by the way, Fain. Sorry.
I mean,
it's a wild story.
Do you know, I mean, did she know at the time that these stories were reported to her the depths of Nassar, how many tentacles he had, how many things that had...
She was not a long-time
employee.
She's
not aware of how many people, because you may think, there are a couple of stories and that may be, sort of lost. You just don't know whether or not that's, you should say anything until you find out that he...
Well, remember...
The breadth and widths of his perversion.
Larry Nassar is he's a diabolical... child molester,
but she didn't
pedophile.
Know that until all of this.
Well,
came
no,
out.
But in a way, she does know it because he's still there. He's been there for many, many years. And in fact, she doesn't know this, or maybe she does. I don't know what she knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think doesn't this really just boil down to the university does not want to have somebody who's associated with Larry Nassar in any way, shape, or form working for him?
Right, it's radioactive.
Is that fair to someone who's been cleared? So she should never work
life's
again.
Life's not fair, Drew.
She's stained by Larry Nassar. I mean, I'm just saying. And meanwhile, by the way, look at the fucking pieces of shit working for R. Kelly who know exactly what's going on, and they're participating in it.
Oh, life can be so unfair.
Wait until he's found guilty.
Right, yeah.
But there also But there is also the issue of working.
Look at all the people who work for Michael Jackson.
Public university.
Don't you think people working for Michael Jackson know what's going on? 12-year-olds
are kind of annoying.
He gets off track. Hey, let's take a 12-year-old on tour.
They knew he didn't have a childhood.
Apparently.
Oh, they knew they didn't want to upset the apple cart.
Yeah, of course.
Things were going okay. Just ride it out until something.
That's why you always cover it. It's always about money. You don't want to lose your job. You're very short-sighted.
It was interesting reading the comments. So they're really all over the place. And people feel very strongly about it. I mean, a lot of people are like, she should sue the shit out of them. And I would think Michigan would pay her whatever they have to pay her.
I'm sure they're paying her full contract if she already signed it.
But it's, I don't know, this is just a really strange, between this sort of thing and Me Too.
The FBI clears her, she should be able to work again, but I understand why another public university doesn't want to have that stain.
I don't know where these people go if they can't get hired at a university. I mean, I'm not in the gymnastics world. I'm sure she probably doesn't want to work for USA Gymnastics, or maybe she doesn't have that option. What happened? Where's Bella Caroli, by the way?
He's retired. They shut down that ranch. So you can do it.
What's the new USA Gymnastics? He's
probably in Romania by now. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't think they ever paid. I don't think they were ever successfully sued, were they?
No.
I mean, there's tons of people suing them.
girl. You want to come with Bella to Romania?
You can do it.
You can do it.
By the way, the Michael Jackson documentary, I read more about that today. It's like, I can't get away from this fucking story. It's Michael Jackson, yeah. R. Kelly, gymnastics coach.
Fouts festival.
Fouts in Amsterdam, 16-year-olds, credit cards. I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Did you see the story about his record label, though? RCA?
Yes.
They will not release any new music. I'm going to hang on to him just in case he's got a cool song coming out.
I'm not really impressed by that stand, by the way.
It's the weakest stand ever.
So in 6 months when this all blows over, they release the new R. Kelly and somebody says, hey! And they go, what's going on? I'm not aware of any investigations. And meanwhile, of course, they just signed Chris Brown, so they're...
Oh, wow. So there's like a pedophile label or... Domestic abuse / pedophile.
I know. Isn't that lovely? Mm-hmm. Isn't that just great?
Nice.
I should read Mark Johnston's list. Mark sent, Mark Johnston sends me, he sent us the demo of Pete. He's got, he's a.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He's a rock journalist. Cool gig.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Who's he write for?
You know, I can't remember offhand. He's been in bands, too. He's all into music. He sends more deep cuts and things like that.
Graf better watch his back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, you don't read anything Graf puts out.
Mark's in Chicago, so who knows? He might be up Jim DeRogatis' butt stealing his gig. He's too busy with R. Kelly. Nobody's talking about music in Chicago.
God.
Jim DeRogatis, he's the R. Kelly journalist now. Isn't it weird?
I'm sure he's not terribly happy about that, but if that's what it takes.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing because Jim DeRogatis, like, we know his name now.
Yeah.
I mean, he really did some incredible reporting on that, and he deserves all the credit in the world. But he was a guy that was like Gary Graff. He went to shows and shows and shows and critiqued artists and albums, and I'm sure that's what he loves doing. But at the same time, Jim DeRogatis is a pretty well-known guy now for his work on R. Kelly, as is Ronan Farrow for what he did. And Megyn Kelly got her $69 million.
Ugh, wow,
$69 million. That's a really interesting story. I'm curious to read more about it because it sounds to me like there was a lot of blowback on her because she was beating that Matt Lauer story.
Wait, what?
They were not happy her covering that Matt Lauer story so hard.
What it sounded like, what it came down to, was a non-disclosure agreement and what she can say.
Yeah,
about
and she time. Didn't want to sign one.
Yeah, but you know, and for what, an extra $19 million?
Yeah, she.
Found a way to get rid of her, and they waited until she said something. And blackface.
Correct.
Happened.
So it's all bullshit. In other words, I mean, some of those people may have been angry, but. Talking about what she talked about is certainly no worse than doing it, is it?
No. So
I mean, it's just really strange the way things work now. They didn't like her coverage of Matt Lauer. They also didn't like, and by the way, I don't like Megyn Kelly. I hated her show. I thought her show was terrible, and the ratings were bad.
They're great
so,
now.
So there were a lot of reasons to be unhappy that they signed her to that deal, but to use something within the show that was, I don't know, what, poorly intended or poorly thought out or whatever it was to fire her is really bullshit when the truth is she was beating the Matt Lauer drum and doing shows on it. Nobody liked that at NBC. And they also didn't like the fact that she was pushing that Ronan Farrow was poorly treated by NBC because they didn't want that story.
Right.
Now I respect what she was doing there, but
they really couldn't fire her for those.
No, they couldn't fire her for those. It sounds as if also she's very unlikable. It doesn't sound like she's a person people really like being around.
Blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
She's no Hoda Kotb.
Oh, yes.
Did you see Hoda and her?
They're so
Saints
cute,
bet today.
Oh, dancing
God.
In the subway.
I wanted to gun them both down.
They're such. Meaningless.
I know. I like them both, though. Savannah's very likable, and I think Hoda's likable.
You know, when she does an interview, she usually does a really thorough job.
I think
and
she
she's
does
good
too.
At it.
I like her.
But then they do these, like, they do so much fluff. It's like 80% fluff, isn't that show?
Well, on the fluffometer, they're like right in the middle, and GMA's so far on the one end, and CBS
very
News
fluffy.
Is on the other end. They're like right in between.
I kept seeing so much Jenna Bush with Hoda. Jenna, she's becoming a big deal now. Huh?
She's
the
third
hour. That's why their ratings are up.
Yeah,
people like Jenna Bush, which I would have never dreamed people would like Jenna Bush. She was the bratty, you know, kid getting drunk in college. Oh, terrible.
She's pretty likable.
She's
actually
very likable.
She's
pretty
good on the show, too.
She is
keeping
good.
Conversations flowing. And yeah. I don't know.
It's not directed at me, but I feel like she does a good job.
Well,
she's likable. She was
jeans. I mean, look at Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy was likable. No, and when she talked about her grandfather, actually, I thought she did as good a job as anybody.
Yeah. Is that awkward, like at Thanksgiving, when Billy's like, hey, how's the day show going?
I wonder how close that part of the family is.
They hang out all the time.
Who's Billy? What's Billy's
Isn't he George's cousin?
Yes, I believe he is, but...
So it would be her uncle? I don't know. I'm sure they've seen it. They just saw each other at the funeral dinner.
Look at Billy Bush. He laughed at Trump's stupid comments.
Yep.
And career over.
Yep. Oh, well, he also used third person in Bushy form.
Bushy.
You got a hug for the Bushy?
Yeah.
That's why he was fired.
He was very obsequious to Donald Trump, who was his You know, they encouraged him to have Trump on. They love Trump. Trump was money in the bank for Inside Edition, apparently.
So amazing that happened to him.
Who is his
parents? He's the one that brought it up.
I know.
His parents are Jonathan and Josephine Bush, but who is Jonathan Bush? I never heard of him.
The black sheep of the Bushes.
She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit.
Fuck that.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald is good.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when
this
you get out of your
life. This up. That is very
you give me the thumbs up.
You are a
You got to put the thumbs up. You got to put the thumbs up.
Okay,
can't be too happy.
Else off first?
Yeah, let me.
It's very funny.
You
got to
give me the thumbs up.
You and I will walk in.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the post. No, it's her.
That's her, with the gold. Hello, how are you? Hi.
Nice, Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello,
how are
nice
you?
Nice to see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make me a soap star.
How about a little hug for the Donnelly? Just got off the bus.
Not gonna okay,
absolutely. Oh, that didn't help.
Melania said this was
okay. I just got off the bus.
Bushy.
There we go.
Melania has pretty loose standards for what's okay.
He is George W.'s cousin.
Okay.
His dad was H.W.'s brother.
Well... Mark sent this thing about the 24 musicians who might get a reckoning in the Me Too era. Mm. And it was written by Mark Oliver on ATI.
Huh?
What's ATI? Anybody know?
Ask to.
It's not ATM.
Ask to. Intestine?
Ew.
Ass to intestine is
gross.
Anyway,
it's the way it's always hooked up.
24 musicians.
Well, it's further, I don't know.
And I thought these were going to be current musicians, but he really sort of dug back for this. Starting out with, let's see, where is it?
Leonardo da Vinci.
No, didn't go back that far. Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page made the news in the 70s. He started calling 14-year-old Lori Maddox his girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Nobody had a clue how bad it was. Maddox has since said the relationship started when she was kidnapped by Paige. Get in the bloody car, Paige allegedly.
The hell?
Wait, what about Jerry Lee?
Well, let's continue the list.
Pager. Jimmy.
I don't think it's
Jimmy
in chronological
English-
order.
Oh, okay, so we're doing it the Maz way.
Jimmy is the English Jerry Lee.
This is the Maz way because you're reading it now for the first time.
It is. Well, I brushed through it a little bit. Mick Jagger also troubled by Lori Maddox.
Whoa.
Lori Maddox claims that when she was still a teenager, Mick Jagger took her into a bondage-themed bedroom, fed her cocaine, and violated her. Maddox, though, insists that the Rolling Stones singer did nothing wrong. The sex was very consensual, and you understand, I didn't think of myself as underage.
Nah.
Okay, but you're not allowed to think that.
Okay.
Steven Tyler. When Steven Tyler started dating 16-year-old Julia Holcomb, he managed to convince her mother to make him her legal guardian as well. He was sleeping with a child in his care.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
I know, it's really
in his
up.
Aerosmith van.
What? When the young girl... Oh, this isn't funny.
It's like he. That's like your daddy.
When the young girl got pregnant, Tyler forced her to have an abortion. Ooh. Throughout the whole procedure, instead of comforting her, Tyler spent his time snorting cocaine by the hospital bed. How nice. He sounds like he has some...
Steven.
Doctors
bad
didn't
moments.
Care.
It's
just Steven Tyler snorting some coke.
David Bowie is notorious for sleeping with underage girls. In 73, he reportedly took the virginity of Lori Maddox.
Whoa.
Wait, which one... came first.
Well, he took her virginity.
David Bowie, I think, is the first one.
And then
I
he handed her off to Mick?
Handed off to Pager. I think she was...
Oh.
older.
Lori Maddox. Oh, right. Okay.
Mick. She might have been close. Mick is the least guilty, I think, age-wise. She was 15 with David Bowie. In addition, he told her to invite her also 15-year-old friend to join them. Maddox said they were just two of countless other so-called baby groupies Bowie invited into his bedroom. Oh, that's nice.
That's not what he's known for.
No, he's not known for that. Jerry Lee Lewis, we know about. He married his first cousin when she was 13. Elvis Presley, of course, had Priscilla at 14, living at Graceland. I think she was 15 when she moved to Graceland, because that was after he got out of the Army. She might have even been 16, but and she went to the local high school to finish high school. That was his promise to Schiller's, Schiller's dad.
Oh, my God.
So then we have R. Kelly. I know.
This is Kelly. Kelly.
Ted Nugent makes the list.
Oh.
Ted once adopted a 17-year-old girl so that he could sleep with her without getting charged for kidnapping her from her parents. In addition to that, rock singer Courtney Love says, I never heard this before. She performed oral sex on Ted when she was underage. Okay. I knew there was something that I'd heard before to that effect.
In one of his songs, maybe?
Yeah. There is a song that's referenced in there. They don't name the song.
Oh, I see.
Anthony Kiedis, Chili Pepper song, Catholic School, Girls Rule, isn't just a song. It's a love ode to 14-year-old girl Kiedis slept with when he was 23.
Oh, boy.
Kiedis noted in his autobiography he wasn't incredibly scared when the girl told him she was 14, so he had sex one more time with the barely pubescent girl.
You have horse passport and your shots.
I just want everybody to use those lyrics in their music now.
It's a catchy line. Bill Wyman dating Mandy Smith when he was 47 and she was 13.
Oh, jeez.
That's nice. Marvin Gaye. We thought Marvin Gaye would be the guy that would help us in this whole thing, but no. In 1966, soul legend Marvin Gaye had an affair with his 15-year-old niece, Denise Gordy. His niece. After getting the young girl pregnant, wouldn't you, if you were sleeping with a 15-year-old, wouldn't you at least not get her pregnant for crying out loud?
Oh, come on, Gay.
Cut it out. Jesus.
Is that what Let's Get It On is about?
I hope not. Iggy Pop didn't just sleep with 13-year-old girls. He wrote songs about it. Oh. I slept with Sable Starr, who was another groupie. When she was 13, Pop sings in his song, Look Away, an ode to one of his infamous baby groupies of the 70s. Oh, boy. Lovely. MC Ren. Dr. Dre is the only member of NWA who's been caught hurting women. In 1993, MC Ren was accused of raping and impregnating a 16-year-old girl in the group's tour bus. The evidence didn't look good. After all, paternity tests showed that Ren was the father of the girl's baby. However, he ended up paying the girl off out of court and got the case dropped. Well, there we go. The legal system again. Hmm. Working its magic.
Wow.
Okay, next, please. Tupac Shakur.
California. Really? Right on.
In 1993, sent to jail for gang raping a woman alongside three other men. I was starstruck and in awe of this man, Tupac Shakur, his victim, told the court. He took advantage of his stardom to abuse me and betray my trust.
I do like this song, though.
Charlie Parker, Miles Davis claims one time while sharing a taxi with jazz legend Charlie Parker, he saw a high on heroin. Parker forced a prostitute to give him oral sex while he ate chicken and drank whiskey. When Davis told Parker's babe, you're bothering him, Parker told him to turn his head and not pay attention. But they didn't say she was underage, did they?
No.
So it was a prostitute. I guess that would be a Me Too moment.
Quite a multitasker.
Radio DJ accused kisses Gene Simmons of grabbing her hand, forcing her to rub it against his knee and making... Oh, that was in his interview. That was just recently.
Uh-huh.
He was Me Too'd for that.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry's arrested in St. Louis in 59, crossing state lines with a 14-year-old child prostitute for immoral purposes. Don Henley, in the 80s, paramedics were sent to the home of the Eagles, Don Henley. Henley, though, wasn't alone. He was getting high with two naked girls, one who was 16 and one who was 15. For statutory rape, prostitution, and drug abuse, all Henley got was a $2,500 fine.
Where was their mother?
Marilyn Manson, shock rocker Marilyn Manson, took his onstage antics too far and ended up getting charged with sexual assault. He rubbed his crotch against the security guard's head. Oh, that was here.
Yeah.
Okay. He's already been Me Too'd for that. Melanie Martinez, pop star Melanie Martinez, close friend Timothy Heller, recently came out claiming Martinez had repeatedly sexually assaulted her. Martinez claims her relationship was consensual, but Heller denies it. I said, no, repeatedly, but she used her power over me and broke me down.
Mm. Wow.
Rick Ross, rapper Rick Ross, accused of helping a friend in drug and rape an unsuspecting fan. Mm. Oh, lovely. And the band Van. Johnny Craig, radio DJ Brian Henderson, claims during a photo shoot for the band Space Hog, the group's drummer Johnny Craig sexually assaulted him without warning. Craig put his hand and arm completely in his pants.
Hog.
Jesse Lacey, lead singer of the Brand New, got caught asking a girl to send him nude pictures and making her watch him masturbate over Skype. Lacey was 24, the girl was 15. Whew. Tyga! He got started early with...
Kylie?
Yep, Kylie Jenner. Kanye's the one that spoke of that first, I believe.
Really?
So, you know what's interesting? Are these crimes worse than the people who have shot people and...
Well, they murder them?
I don't know. I mean, how many shootings have there been? Haven't there been a lot of shootings?
In...
Music?
You mean, the
rappers?
Yes, yeah, they've been...
Is that a big deal? I mean, or do you just pay a fine or go to jail for 3 months or... I'm trying to think of who's even gone to jail for a long time. Well, Tupac was going to go to jail.
Meek Mill.
He didn't shoot anybody, did he?
I don't know.
I think he did.
I don't think he did either. I think his started off with drugs, and then he just kept getting popped with probation violations over and over again to the point where they said, you know what, we're done. We're going to sentence you to a really long sentence.
Who got...
But he did get in a fight.
For Biggie.
Who what?
Who went to prison for shooting?
No one.
Nobody.
No one knows
nobody.
Who did it.
Sure is a mystery.
Do you remember the Chris Rock bit about that? Mm. Terribly inappropriate, but...
Oh, he won't know. He's
dead. To kill somebody like Biggie, you'd have to shoot him in the same place.
You make this shit bigger than it is. Shit's big, but don't make it bigger than it is. I'm watching the news and like Tupac Shakur was assassinated. Biggie Smalls assassinated. Struck down by assassins, bullets assassinated. Like, no, they wasn't. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Malcolm X was assassinated. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Them two niggas got shot.
Hey, he's right. I had a question way off topic. Who was that? What was that story when Larry King said, "Where was your mother?" I'm trying to find that. Was that guy, was he being prostituted out by his dad or something? Do you remember that story?
Wait. Yeah.
He's talking to that kid and he's like, "Where was your mother?"
He was having all kinds of underage sex, wasn't he? Wasn't he buying prostitutes? He's like 14 or something.
God, I cannot remember. I don't even remember what the story was.
What was his answer to "Where was your mother"? Because wasn't it like, haven't you been listening?
She
to
wasn't around. Yeah,
it was like, told her, it was like, dude, everybody knows my mother was there the whole time. Yeah. What are you talking about? Or his mother was dead, and then it's like, where was your father? Well, my father was there. He knew exactly what was going on.
What
was doing homework?
What was that story though?
I don't know. That's really interesting.
It was a wild story.
Seems to me, did that kid come into a bunch of money and was just buying whores like crazy?
Yeah, it was some. Oh my god. I can't remember.
I just do not
relevant
remember.
Aspects of it.
He was underage, having all kinds of sex, wasn't he?
I think so.
Or was he being boo-fooed by?
Oh, huh.
I can't remember. The
Where
story
was his mother?
Detroit. Hello.
And when looking for it, I came across when he had Ted Haggard. Remember Ted Haggard?
Oh, yeah. No, Ted Haggard.
Where is Ted Haggard?
Oh my god!
Hopefully, doing some meth and banging some dudes.
Did you guys get a phone number for Lloyd's of London? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, but I think they're going to be closed now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so we can find out about John Holmes' dong.
Lloyd!
See how much he really was
he
insured
is
for.
He is an American evangelical pastor. Is
not anymore, is he?
It is current tense. Yeah, he is the former pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. He is the founder of the Associated Life Giving Churches.
And he did a lot of meth. There, a lot of meth.
There he is on Larry King admitting a second relationship with a dude.
What do you consider yourself, Ted?
What?
You,
he's gay. Yeah. Look at him, Larry.
Are you bi? Are you gay?
It's a great question. And I went through a year of seriously asking that after the scandal. And different therapists have said different things to me. My first therapist said, "You are a heterosexual with homosexual attachments," and I wasn't sure what that meant. Now that we've processed this through, my current counselor says, "You're a heterosexual with complications."
Why isn't he a homosexual with heterosexual tendencies?
Yeah.
Or just compliments. Say he's bi.
Do you remember the name of the guy?
What are you, bi?
His boyfriend.
Is it Mike Jones?
Mike Jones!
Yeah. Isn't he mustachioed?
Mike Jones?
Yeah, I swear he was mustachioed.
And so I don't think the boxes work for me.
The boxes?
I think I have some thoughts in my life and some processes in my life that just don't fit neatly into the boxes, which I think is true for a lot of people. And I know that I'm in a process. I'm changing.
What a
and
bunch
so
of
I know
psycho
I went
babble.
Through,
Come on,
I was
Haggard, you're like the
different
little dick
in college
and a little meth,
than I
don't
was
it?
In my 20s and 30s. And then this happened in
Meanwhile,
my
50s. The cryon underneath
and,
him says, Haggard still
and,
has sexual thoughts
this,
about men.
Today, I am 100% satisfied with my relationship with my wife, and I have no compelling things in my life toward others.
I'm a 100%
we're
going
to meet her in a couple
man.
Minutes. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at a clip from HBO's The Trials of Ted Haggard. It debuted tonight. It'll be playing frequently.
Oh, yeah.
This is Ted commenting that. About some people's views of homosexuality. Watch.
Ted, where you at?
This will be the first time in Larry season
me,
two.
You would think I was Adolf Hitler or Idi Amin. Or worse, gay. That's worse in some circles. In some circles, they'd rather have me be a murderer than be gay.
Larry doesn't understand any of this.
So, yeah.
What do you buy?
Do you think this whole story would have been different?
I do have a
Mike
confession
Jones
to make.
Jones were Michelle Jones.
Oh, yeah.
If it were a woman.
Oh, the Hall Financial Hotline was not open.
Oh, we're going to get
oh,
fired.
Oh, my God. We only had one tip last week. We had two the week before. Jess is all over me.
Yeah, we're gonna get fined for that.
Graded every week.
But now I'm gonna shut it down.
Okay. Click the link to All Financial on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage, or call 248-308-5000, or go to is it Drew and Mike dot HallMG or Hall
FG
FG HallFG.com. That's it. Just call them and tell them you heard it on the show.
Yeah.
248-308-5000. Oh, I'm looking at Saints highlights. Oh, Alshon Jeffrey. Oh, what a bummer.
Yep. Oh, well. He'll be fine.
But we'll never know if they would have scored or not. That's what sucks. He's the GOAT. But he wasn't in the end zone dropping a pass.
No. And they got a ring last year. Who cares?
Oh, they care.
Boo-hoo.
Eagles fans care.
Golden Tate doesn't get one.
No, but I want Dez Bryant to get one.
Dez Bryant, is he in
the... Remember the Saints signed him?
He's
and he
technically
blew,
a Saint.
He blew out his Achilles.
Oh, so he's not in uniform?
No, but he can get a ring.
Okay. Was he playing well when he played?
He never got on the field for the Saints.
Practice.
In practice, like oh, okay. Right after he signed.
He's done, isn't
we
he?
Find out the Lions get pick number 88 for Golden Tate. And I was thinking about that. I told you this, Brandon. I said, if that guy would have made that kick, the Bears kicker, and the Eagles didn't play, wouldn't the Lions have a better pick in the draft?
Yeah, they would have a better pick.
It's hilarious.
Markey!
Oh, well.
Just like Edinger when he screwed over the Lions and gave us Millen.
Yeah, nice going. Moeller could have still been coaching. All right, we'll see you Tuesday. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe Software.